Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another 720 Podcast, episode 16. You know, we got a very special guest, but he has been on here before. Y'all make it up for it. Hey, yo, I'm ISO, and I'm 720 Podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, it's me, Khalil, you know. Clap it up.
Khalil Belk in the building, y'all. Khalil Belk in the building. Hey, you want to do any shout-outs before we get started?
Man, shout-out Goldie Bro. Shout-out all my promoters and shit like that. Shout-out my nigga KT at BB Quad.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, shout-out Whoopi Goldberg. go look at my podcast. Hey, look, it's me, ISO, and I'm 720. You know, go look, listen to my podcast. You know, mother suckers. You know, you feel me?
All right, so episode 16. Y'all know the vibes. You know, but you know, before we get started, I'm gonna approach this game a little different this time. Let me ask you guys a question.
All
right, simple question. How was y'all day yesterday? What y'all do yesterday? You know, it's been raining and shit, so you know, I've been kind of gloomy. But what's
tired.
Up with y'all?
Really tired.
Tired.
I ain't care with you. I have been getting mad sleepy, like dumb early and stuff like that. I think it is the weather.
That's what I'm saying. It's the weather. Like when it's raining outside, I hate doing anything. It's just like, cause I just feel so gloomy. Like, I just want to stay in bed type shit.
I felt very famished yesterday. I was very hungry.
You famished?
Yeah, famished. Yeah, you know, these big ones on here. Yeah, y'all didn't know what I was talking about.
Nigga, I swear famished is not a big word.
Famished.
Oh, famished.
Would you eat beef Wellington? It's not.
You said beef Wellington, nigga, a steak?
Yeah.
Haven't you lettuce?
I haven't had that shit in a while.
I mean, well, what do you eat though?
What I ate yesterday?
Yeah, because you were hungry.
Eight letters and famous.
Oh, I ate a burger yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And that satisfied your craving?
Yeah.
All right. What'd you eat yesterday?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What the fuck did I eat yesterday? Nigga, I be eating random shit for real. I mean, I ate some Zaxby yesterday. That shit was fine.
Oh, I swear we only eat one meal a day.
Yeah, we do eat one meal a day. We don't ever eat.
Are you supposed to eat, like, how many times are you supposed to eat a day?
Two to three.
Three times? Yeah, three times.
I only ate one time yesterday.
Well, what if you said six?
What the fuck?
I mean, that's like, ain't that like a type
that's
of diet?
That's what JJ Watt eats, bro.
Nigga eat like a cow.
He eats like a 20 ounce steak or some shit.
I don't think I can eat a 20 ounce steak.
He eats 50 eggs every morning.
What if somebody had a gun to your head and was like, eat this 20 ounce steak? No drink or nothing.
Bro, I don't even like steak on a regular. Like,
all right, 8 ounce steak is not even that big. It's like a regular size steak.
Yeah, it's regular.
So eating like, three of those?
20 ounce. How about a 20 ounce steak?
A 20 ounce steak, that's pretty big.
I probably had to be like, having eight that day to do that.
But I feel like that's even worse when you're on an empty stomach and you eat something huge.
It's going to fill you up so fast. But I mean, you got to think about it. You're not drinking any water.
Can your stomach just like.
Yeah, because you're. Which what?
It was somebody was like force feeding people water and stuff like that, and like her stomach like busted.
No, this was in do you remember our sophomore English class?
Sophomore English class.
Yeah, do you remember? We read that book about the Jewish people. What was it?
Oh, y'all had Mr. Oliver.
Yeah.
The Jew?
You talking about Knight?
Yeah, the Jew. Yeah, Knight. I think it was Knight. At the end of the story, when they survived and like the people came to get them.
Oh, when it was
they
even
said
snow?
They were, people, yeah.
When they snow off each other? They were eating snow off each other, right?
Snow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was there was two main characters, right?
I forgot about Elie Wiesel book.
Yeah, Elie Wiesel Knight. Yeah, Elie Wiesel Knight.
I think it was that. I don't know. But it was towards the end because they were in like the war and like concentration shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what
they
you're talking
said
about.
That when they came to like the good guys. I forgot. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they came and they fed them food and they said people ate so much that like their shit just like.
Exploded and they fucking died.
They died, yeah.
That is true.
They were so flat, they were so skinny that they
you're supposed to start out small. You're not supposed to give people like a big meal. Like when you're fasting and everything like that.
I feel like
you're supposed
to
eat like a soup.
I feel like it was just them. Like they was like, nigga, I haven't eaten so fucking long. I'm gonna eat as much as I fucking can.
Hey, have y'all seen that movie? What's it called? The Platform.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Like. Damn.
That was like, that was the fucking.
I
like,
think that was the first
or second episode.
Yeah, I was like the first, like, the first, like, episode. Yeah, she was crazy.
That's crazy. Like, what would y'all do in that situation? Like,
if I mean, shit, I don't like.
How much? Do you remember how much time it was on
it? Yeah, no, we
Like, what you mean that
whole movie?
Yeah, for you to eat.
It was like
2-3 minutes.
Was no, it? No, no, it was a minute or 30 seconds.
It was like it was a minute and 30 seconds. It wasn't OD. It was like yeah.
It
was
I think
like,
it was just a minute.
I swear, it was like 30 seconds.
I don't
think.
Yeah, just 30 seconds. Though, like 30 right?
It's crazy. Yeah.
Now I'm nom.
I don't know. Could you? Could you eat all your nutritionist?
I mean, you can
stuff. I mean, all right. So there's water already in there. You
for
can
a whole day though.
Whole day, nah.
Like 30 seconds, you grab whatever you
whatever
need.
Whatever I can,
eat.
But you can't. You can't even take it off the thing. That's the only thing that sucks.
That's what I'm saying. To be honest, I'd grab the turkey, bro.
Yeah, honestly, I'd grab a big turkey leg, try to finish that out. Because I mean,
they had all type of shit on there, bro.
They did have a bunch of shit on there, but I mean,
it was all about the what is it called?
What is it?
The escargot?
Yeah, the escargot. I don't even know. I still don't understand that movie, bro. The, like, towards the end.
Man. Like, I tried to watch the thing to tell you
about
it.
Did you understand it?
Yeah.
Towards the end?
Yeah.
Like, it would they wanted to save the cake, or what was it?
Okay, so it was like the coup de grace, something like that. I'm playing that.
Oh, you thought... Nah, nigga, I was like, that's not what it's called.
That's a WWE movie right there.
So, basically, the movie was, like, basically, like, trying to show... If they would have brought the little girl up, they would have showed like, oh, there's like other shit in here that we not fucking take care of.
Yeah, because like they were blind to the whole thing. Because you was like, it was like basically the movie was set up to where it's like the upper level they like had no, I like they had like no knowledge,
idea.
Yeah, no knowledge of what
I mean,
was going on in the lower
no,
levels.
No, they did though. Some people were all the way at the bottom. Some people get all the way to top. It switched every month.
No, I'm talking about the people that make the food. Like the people that make the food,
didn't
like,
ever have a real, didn't realize who was down there.
They exactly. You see how they like how they was dressing food, how they presented the food. And, like
and niggas
was
eating
they,
it,
yeah, they thought they were just chefs and shit.
Is that
what they thought?
They thought people were like sharing. Know. They thought people were sharing the food and like amongst each other and shit like that. But
we're
that's
going
not the case.
To like a big like room with all
but
these
to be real,
people.
They could have survived. They would have ate their own dish.
I mean, yeah. Wait, because that's like, why. Yeah, that's why they. Yeah, it is why they ask you like, what is your favorite food? And they put everybody's favorite food on.
Eat your own fucking dish.
But what if two people said chicken?
That would suck.
It's probably put a whole bunch of chicken on them. Like, get a little bit of chicken.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to think about people. Like, that's when it's when you think about society in that type of way, people are greedy, man. No matter if you be like,
that
all
was
right,
it. That was
this
saying.
Is your little cut right here. Somebody's always going to take a little bit more.
Like,
oh, I can skim off a little bit.
Top billionaires,
just
world,
like
the
Democrats.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like that's the movie is basically is how society is. Like,
yeah, just like the Democrats.
Like the people at the top, they don't care about what's going on at the bottom.
Like, you think Jeff Bezos needs more money?
Nah, he's about to be a fucking trillionaire.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that he'll probably break an iPhone.
There's no way that he could just spend all that technically, right?
No, you would not be able to spend $1 trillion
in a lifetime.
You barely can spend $1 billion in a lifetime.
Yeah, you can't spend a billion.
It's not. I mean, I don't even know. It's like it's so much time in the world, but like that's a lot of money. It's like it's not that many things.
I don't think I could do it. I feel like that shit can destroy.
Once you have that much money, there's nothing to do and just give it away.
Yeah,
technically
that's
what are
you
doing?
I feel like if I ever had, you know, the opportunity to get $1 billion, I don't think I would get the necessary stuff for me and my family and stuff like that. After that, man, I'll just give it away, man. Fuck it.
Wait a second, charity.
Yeah, the people that need it. I'm not gonna be giving away like $1,000.
Go ahead.
What Jamel just said, that's back to being greedy.
What you mean?
Keep it
just
for get, all what you
yeah
said.
Like we was like but like really what the fuck we need $1 billion
exactly that's what I'm saying. If you got everything you could possibly need, why would you want to just keep that like oh
that's what you're saying, that's
keep
what
it
I'm
in the cellar
saying.
Go look at it and stuff like that.
You gotta think about how money works. It's like all right, you got everything you need, yeah, but bills coming on top of that, like you know you got you buying
but
a
I
lot
mean,
of things, so you're gonna need money to pay for it all.
I mean, but
things.
a trillion.
Yeah, a trillion. I don't think
it should
nobody
be everything should be paid off. We have
I mean,
trillion.
Yeah, you,
how many
you
billion?
Like,
how many billions are in a trillion?
That's
like
1,000?
Yeah, if you had no, if it's
$1,000, yeah, 1,000 billions in a trillion.
Is that true?
Yeah,
is that true? Facts?
Almost.
Somebody can look that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's about.
Because there's 1,000 millions in a billion.
1,000 millions in a billion.
How many?
It's 999.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's wait, no.
No, that's
1,000,000,000,000,000 is a trillion.
Shit.
Right? That's what it says, right?
1,000,000,000,000,000 is a trillion.
1,000,000,000,000,000.
What?
Shit. That sounds scary when you think
that's
about it.
That's a lot of fucking money. That's
like imagine just having, like, that's some, I ain't gonna lie to you. That nigga Jeff Bezos
but
is a
but that's what
villain.
I'm saying. I wanna.
Nigga is a super. Nigga like, fucking
reminds me of fucking, what's the bald nigga? Lex Luger?
Oh my god.
The Batman? He looks just like that nigga, bro.
You can buy me, bro.
But what I wanted to say was that if you have that much money, why won't. You can't spend it, right?
I mean, you can.
You can.
But like, there's so much things. Like, what are you gonna do with all of it?
That's what I'm saying. There's no reason to hold on to that much.
Shouldn't you just give it back?
Yeah, I would put it back. Yeah. I would invest, like, you know, Jeff Bezos, as much money he's has, he could really, like, fix a lot of a lot of things if he wanted to.
But as we said, like, people gonna be like, why do I have to do it for?
Exactly, and that's what
which is fair.
That's fair. You earned your money and stuff like that. But like I'm saying, if I give you $1 billion, I know I'm gonna get that billion back. There's no reason I should be being able to hold that stuff.
Especially like have a trillion, like that's if you okay. What
trillion dollars, man? Come on, now.
You know niggas starving over $100.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
oh no. Well, I was gonna say I kind of lost it, but would it be fucked up if you were gonna give it back to the people, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to see some fucked up shit, man.
Like, what are you talking about? Like some Hunger Games shit?
I'm gonna give you, what's a good amount? $50,000 if you do a backflip off a car type shit. I don't know. Just doing it recklessly. Like, what the fuck? I don't care. I want to see you do some shit.
That's kind of fucked up right there. That's like me giving our going on the street, see two bums. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give you guys $100, like y'all gotta fight for it, like fight to the fucking death for this $100. I mean, they're gonna look at each other and they're like, damn, like we're not gonna fight each other, like blah blah blah. But then they're gonna think about it, like, damn, like I'm trying to eat, man. Really, like, I'm hungry, bro. I need that $100.
I've ate 3 days, man.
I haven't ate in 3 days.
But you're gonna be able to fight
He's all the energy I got.
He just popped up a can of spinach.
Like y'all never seen that. Y'all never seen like the old VH can of spinach turned into Popeye and shit. But y'all never seen that shit. Y'all never seen that shit. That was on. It's like used to be on old VHS.
Two guys and a hammer.
No. What?
Jesus Christ,
what? You're crazy. Bum fights. It used to be like bum fights, and he's like. Like, basically, this guy went around and started paying, like, homeless people to, like, fight and shit like that.
On VHS?
On VHS, yes. It was crazy. You can find it on YouTube and shit.
You ever saw Crackheads Gone Wild?
Yeah, that shit was crazy, too. I mean, that's...
I'm not doing anything like crackheads that.
Yeah.
I want to do something for entertainment. Like,
so, like, you want to, like, a...
I'll give everybody that could do a backflip 50,000.
Like a queer eye type thing? You pay Netflix to, like, go and, like...
Yeah, we can make a whole show about it.
A whole show, like,
there's a whole line.
That's what I would do. If I had money like him, or if I had like just a lot of money in general, like, yeah, giving back is definitely on the table. But I'll do some shit people can't do, like regular niggas can't do.
Like what?
I'll make a movie. I don't care if it's trash. I'll make a movie just because I got
the fucking
money.
I'm saying. Like, I mean, if you want to do stuff like that, yeah, go ahead and do
that's
it.
That's what
but
I'm
like,
saying.
If it is your money, but like, I'm saying, like, yeah, put it back in there. So, but I feel like that's off of clout stuff like that. Like, you've seen a guy that's on YouTube, like he's an old YouTuber. Like, he used to be popping and stuff like that. He don't be popping like that now.
With PewDiePie?
No. He used to go buy, he used to like take homeless people, like, get them money, then buy them houses and stuff
Antoine?
Like that.
Anton Romeo?
Something like that. I swear.
I feel like I've seen a video like that.
Yeah, like, and then, like, all the homeless people, like, crying and shit like that. Like, you guys gave me a home. But I'm like, damn. Like, because I swear, like, the trick was, like, that basically they had to find a job and stuff like that. Like, they couldn't just be living off of there. Like, they had...
Pretty Boy Fredo?
No.
I mean, that's kind of helping them out a little bit. Like, it's like, because, like, you're kind of introducing them back into society. Like, yeah, we got you a house, so you ain't got to worry about buying a house, but you do need to get a job so you can't, like, because, you know, I'm not going
to
keep coming out.
I think it's like they had to pay, like, all right, so he was like, he'll pay half the rent, and they just got to front the other half.
That's like Antonio Rom. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I think he's that guy.
With the whole family and stuff?
No, I think it was the dude that's like a magician and shit. He was a magician on, like Vine and stuff like that.
Fousey
Tube? He used to do it too. No.
Oh, I remember him,
bro. I hate the nigga Fousey Tube.
Chill.
He's been fun back in the day.
I used to love him, man.
Hey, man. Fousey Tube.
Nah, that nigga.
Boy's butt.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
corny. That man fell off, man.
I didn't watch him. I just remember
when he like tried to go on like a Kanye rant and stuff like
that. But that was way after his prime.
Yeah. A lot of YouTube
that was
niggas
like
do that shit.
Four years,
his
prime. Like
2016?
No, 2012.
Yeah, that sounds more like
that's when he was really big. He was like King Batch type shit.
I don't be understanding how these niggas with like so much clout or like so much like I don't know like a big ass fan base, how they just let him go crazy.
Nah, he did go crazy. I mean, I feel like, I feel like y'all really don't know much about him.
Nah,
he had this dog that really like helped him through like
about that little dog he had.
His name is Dollar.
Yeah.
And like, well, apparently he said it helped him through like he was going through like depression, like suicidal thoughts type shit, and he got it. And then like I forgot, I think he went to Europe for like a you know, like a little tour type shit. When you got back, like it had like cancer type stuff.
Oh shit!
And like he was like suffering.
How old was the dog?
I don't know, like a year, I think.
Fuck, you been here, friends? Like, I left for a couple of days.
Yeah, how
this happened?
I was watching him like around that time. I used to watch his videos like every day he posted.
Chill, man. Like I swear, back in 2012, I was not watching like YouTube videos, or anything. 2012. Like that. Yeah. 2012, I wasn't really on YouTube like that.
Only YouTube I was watching was Caramel Kittens.
Wait, what?
Oh my, ew! Oh my god!
What is that?
I mean, she was like, I don't know, bro. You gotta look up.
She's like lovely peaches.
No, she's nothing like that. It's just like, I don't even know, but it's like, she just, I used to watch her a lot, because you know.
Your parents put that block in your thing, you only watch so much.
Hey, man, same, man. But like, I don't know, she just like, her mouth, she got a song. I don't like her demeanor. I don't like how she acts anymore.
She kind of, what's she old now, though?
Yeah, so like, I feel
She still be making videos?
Yeah, she got her own thing.
Oh, man.
That's crazy, like, I've been watching these people, like,
that's so crazy when you see people like fall like you night. That's so crazy when like
that's crazy.
Cause like, all right, so like that time when you sent Pablo the Jerry perpetrate thing, shit was not funny. Not funny at all.
Oh, which one?
You remember the thing with like the I think it was like the preacher and stuff like that, and he was like giving
the baptizing and stuff
like that, chlorotine.
Yeah, he's like, this is how preachers be baptized in there.
And it was not funny at all.
I liked it. That was funny.
You thought it was funny? No, that shit was trash.
That was funny as shit. You gotta think about like the actual situation. It's like, I mean, I didn't listen to the audio. I just seen the like, because you got to think about it. It's like,
I mean, just
looking at it, and maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, I didn't listen to it. It was funny. Like the whole, so you got to think, put yourself in like, damn, what if I really wanted to like that? Because you know, it's like quarantine and shit. And they got a water gun and just splash me in my face. That shit. I mean, I don't know. To me, it was funny. I like to
fight. Or just wear some gloves.
Yeah.
No, just like, bro, what the. But I wanted to say something about the money type stuff.
But back to falling off and stuff like that, I think people like that, they ain't used to fame.
We said, we was talking about how people like going crazy, like falling. Yeah,
they're not used to not having fame, so it is just like they crave attention. Like Boot Gang, remember Boot Gang? Like was about to kill himself
while he's drunk and stuff like that. I do kind of remember that.
Yeah, no, he was. Yeah, he was trying to fuck around.
But I mean, he was real about this shit. He was like, man, I don't care, bro.
Like fucking down,
bro. This shit ain't nothing to me.
He was
freaking.
He was crazy.
That's why I'm starting to, like, that's kind of scares me right there about the whole going back to the money thing and everything like that. Do people really be going crazy over this money and shit like that? And I was like, what makes you go crazy over this money? I mean, is it like your family?
That's Roscoe Dash.
Oh man.
I don't like, it's, money is like, that's why people call it the root of all evil, because like, you could have a positive effect to it. Or I mean, it can have a positive effect to you, or it can have a negative effect to you. For real, it's just how you as a person like feel, like, cause you could like be like, today you don't have all the money in the world, of course, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow you fucking all of a sudden you're a billionaire. How you gonna act? Right. You gotta think about it though. Yeah. You personally right now, you can be like, oh yeah, I mean, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. But until you're actually in that moment, like, oh my god, I have all this money, nobody can tell me shit. Like, you gonna be a
that's when you have all that pent up shit going in your life. Like, nigga, you did all the shit when you were younger, bitch.
Exactly. So that you gotta think, when you actually put yourself in their shoes, like, I got all this bread, niggas really can't tell me, no, I don't need you, I don't need that person. That's what makes people go crazy, because they start to think they don't need this person, they don't need that person, because I got a little bit of bread in my pocket.
Exactly.
I wanted to say was like, what crime has like all these cases and all that? Like, what are most of them like have to do with money? Like, what percentage do you think?
Like 50%?
You think like 50%?
Based off like drugs? You say crime? Like
any type of like court robbery case, like type shit?
50%?
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't.
I feel like it's like way more. About money? Than 50, way more. It's probably
at least like 75.
To be honest, that range
right there.
Because I mean.
Well, you gotta think about murder.
Robbery, laundering, was it?
Yeah,
well, yeah, laundering type
stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, cause yeah, shit. Hey man, why do people rob?
People just want more money, man.
I mean, cause you want.
But I mean, like, I feel like that's what I'm saying. Anybody would do anything just for some bread.
Mm-hmm. Not really, bro.
What?
Like, not
what?
Most people. Not most people.
All right, I say something, bro.
What you mean?
Like, give me an example? Like what? Yeah.
That was a lot of fuck. Be honest.
Yeah, AJ broke my fucking eardrums.
Hey, man. Say, man, fuck it. Yeah, be honest. Like, so you're at Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Some random dude in a suit coming with you. $50,000 in the case right fucking now. Yeah. He was like, all right, look, bro. You want this? Go push over that thing of tissue right now, and I'll give you $50,000. You go do it, right?
I mean, that's a common situation, yeah.
Be honest. That's okay.
That's mild, though.
So, I mean, that's you know, doing
you gotta
something.
Not, you, come on. You got to give them a little something better than that. All right, so.
I mean, anybody would know
you store. You got to be realistic.
$50,000. No, this ain't really. I mean, this is realistic. $50,000. Go over there and punch that old lady in the face.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
No. $50K? You wouldn't do that shit.
No, bro. What?
I'll punch the shit out there.
What are you talking
about?
That's half $100,000.
No, bro.
You could buy a brand new car, pay off all your loans.
Let me let money control you, though.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying, though.
Right there. I know I get that right
like,
there.
Like, my dad, like, corrupt to just hit an old lady for $50,000?
$50,000? All right, so.
You got to think about that.
All right, no. See, this is what you got to think about also. Put the old lady in your situation right there. $50,000 hit that tall black nigga over there.
I bet you that old lady.
That old lady's going to
hit the fuck out you with the
yeah, you're right. You're right, but that's different. Like, I'm a big ass nigga. If I hit her like one good time, I kill her.
No, bro. At least not.
But listen, that $50,000 going to the court.
Going to the lawyer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she going to the court.
No, he's like, I want you to hit that lady, run over, grab the case, and leave.
Hold on, bro. It's like it was a setup from the beginning. That was like a lawyer that needed work.
Oh man,
it was his bread the whole time. He was like, "Go punch that old lady." He was like, "That's a lawsuit. You need a lawyer."
Whoa. How would you feel, bro?
Man, that shit'll fuck me up.
It's like it was his own grandma. Like
she had he was recording the whole thing too, so he has evidence.
It's like,
I was like, man,
it's like, yeah. It's like, I was like, oh yeah, my fee's $50,000. It's like,
oh man, I'm a motherfucker, bro.
Y'all, you fuck around, you leave with less money than you fucking had to begin with.
I get a cheaper lawyer, but I probably lose that case then. You
probably will lose.
Damn, I mean,
it's like,
could you catch a charge like
that? Did your client?
Oh, yeah.
Did your client hit that old lady? It's like, Your Honor, he did. It's like,
I got video proof right here. I'm like, nigga, you supposed to be working for me.
It's
like,
oh, shit.
Double cross.
Ooh, ha, ha, ha.
It's like, more money for me. It's like, how? Like,
him and an old lady dapple. You see him and an old lady dapping up and shit. So like, they leave out of there.
Fucking neck cast and shit.
Like, this bitch ass nigga fell for that shit.
But yeah, like, back to the thing. Like, you can't let money control you.
Yeah, most definitely not.
Cause, like I said, money rules all you, man. You gotta. It depends how you.
Yeah, I know when to know something is even more like way more evil than that, though.
You just want your phone,
pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's facts, though.
That's facts.
That's
right
so. That's big.
Even
facts.
When I think about that.
Remember the video you showed me last night about that little boy?
Oh yeah,
like teenager. See, y'all already
told you. I don't know if y'all seen this video or not, but you seen the video of the guy, a kid he was fucking like some old lady.
Oh, they
and,
got
like,
AIDS.
Yeah, she had AIDS, and she didn't tell me anything like that. This is crazy what people do. This is crazy what people.
That was not normal. She was old, but that was a crackhead. He knew what he was doing.
But bro, back
in
that,
they was in the street. They was like right there.
I feel like she was prostitute.
Wait a second.
Nah, AIDS? No prostitute's not gonna let you fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, with AIDS and like you see what she had on. That's not a prostitute.
Wait a second. But back to that, like, what you like? Can you blame him really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not really, bro. Because that's a grown woman. She supposed to have common decency to be like, no.
All right, but you got
to
think about it. You're giving money, though. She needs that money. She's not going to tell you that type shit. You're not going to fuck.
Exactly.
If somebody told you they got AIDS,
you're
not going
to fuck. If he paid, then that's a prostitute.
Though. Exactly. Well, I mean, amen.
I mean, we don't know the backstory behind it.
That's what I'm saying.
But just looking at the video, is his fault.
But then again, she didn't even say that. She didn't even say it out her own mouth.
Yeah,
someone had to tell him. He's like, "Yo,
that's fucked up."
She has AIDS. It's both parts. It's definitely both parts. Cause she had AIDS and she didn't let him know.
First of all,
why would you fuck a random with no condom?
A random out in public with no condom,
with no brim.
He's a kid, bro.
How old was he?
He looked like he was my age.
He looked like he was 18 years old. Yeah. Like, I know me at this age, I would not do that because that's dumb as hell.
You're right. But some people at your age, they
but
can
like,
also.
All right, you off the Zan, you at the beach, bro. People just walking. Like, you see this lady getting fucked. He was like, "You want a turn?"
He's paying for my turn and
what are you saying, bro?
What am I saying?
You talking like a random?
I feel like in my head that's what went down,
bro. I don't know, bro.
I feel like he was just, you know, niggas are desperate for some pussy at that.
Because that was at a random restaurant.
Saying, niggas really are desperate for pussy, bro. That's why I said pussy is the root of all.
If you're desperate for pussy, bro, kill yourself,
bro. But you gotta think, man.
Did you see the location though? Like, they were at a restaurant.
They were at a restaurant?
It was outside.
In the mid of the street type
shit. They were right in. They were, like, right there. That's what I'm saying. All right, so bro was definitely sober. You could see it in his face. Yeah, he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. Why are you just out in public in the middle of, like, front of niggas and, like, drive by, fucking walk by, and you're right there having sex? That's, if you could probably watch without sound, but, like, fuck around.
No.
That's stupid.
That's
just stupid. So like,
you gotta think he's a kid.
But even at 16, I would never do no shit like
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
Even if I had the money,
you sure? Would you? Positive. Would you?
At 16?
Would you?
I would. Probably, yeah.
So you would
go to a random on the street and like, let me fuck rock type shit.
I probably wouldn't think at that age. 16?
Like, I feel like that is kind of true. You do got a point.
In the moment, right there, you'll probably be like that. No, I mean, that is true right there.
I feel like some people wouldn't, like,
you can't
like,
justify right, so, like, it. You can't justify
Some girl just comes up to you on the side, like, hey.
Especially you're a 16-year-old. Listen, AJ, you got to think, a 16-year-old teenager ain't going to get out. Like, you know niggas be like, oh, you gave
I wasn't like that. Wait,
AJ. You know, niggas be like, you gave turn out some pussy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, cause back, in peer pressure and stuff like that. That's why I say peer pressure is so fucking real, bro. Cause like, you remember the nigga, like, that's why I say virginities don't even mean the same anymore.
56-year-old like lady on the street.
Niggas don't have morals nowadays. Niggas don't have morals, and niggas don't have like.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with messing with older women, but like, you know, a crackhead. Somebody out here just fucking like
paying like for, she's obviously a crackhead. Like, honestly, I don't understand. Like, what
you can
like,
tell that
you can't justify that situation. But if it's another situation, y'all at the mall, girl, like, shit, you know, she with her friends, you with your boys, type shit. It's like, shit, I mean, we can slide to my crib, we can have sex right now. That's different.
Like, how's that different though?
She was pretty big
because you're out in public though. And you're on the area. Y'all not gonna have sex right there. Y'all gonna go somewhere.
You still don't know that person.
That's what I'm. But that's how it happens all the time. That's like a party. Then it's like a party situation. Like, oh my god, I'm so fucked up. Take me to my crib. I got you, baby.
That's even worse. I'm like, rape.
That is rape. Actually, how about this? Switch up the situation. That did sound like rape. I apologize. But look, you at a party. Both of y'all sober and shit like that. Like, y'all don't know each other. You remember? I don't know.
Well, chill. Take it easy.
Chill. Whoa.
Take it easy.
Hey, what are you gonna say first?
You remember that party in the woods? we was inside that house, like, by that cornfield and shit.
Oh, you remember?
Oh, chill. Hey, that one was crazy.
That one was crazy, yeah. That shit got shut down, but, like, the cops came through that bitch.
I swear they had the shotguns already.
That was crazy as fuck, bro. I ain't going to cap with you. Me and Ben was sitting right there. Ben was talking to this girl, and I was sitting right there. All of a sudden, I seen these cops. I seen like a whole brigade. They were all in
line. I swear there was like six of them.
Guns drawn, I swear.
Yeah, they had, and like, I was some like, had shotguns already. I was like, what?
Nigga, niggas finna get massacred.
I was like, man, because I like that. Man. I was like, bro, what the fuck is that?
And play Benito like, last minute.
But going back to what I was saying, you know, Khalil, in that situation, you know, if girl, like, you know, y'all at a party.
I probably would have done it.
Y'all feeling yourself. She grinding on you. She's doing this, standing there, you know, like, damn, let's get up out of here type shit. Like, you don't even know her, but y'all feeling the environment type shit.
Yeah, you're right.
You can justify that. But you're out in public on the street in front of a store, like you said, in front of a store with a obvious crackhead. And shit, you probably like, yeah, baby, you can go ahead and no, bro. What are you doing? You can't be that desperate for some pussy. Like, and like,
I think, she was too big to be a crackhead, though, bro.
She was what?
What? That doesn't mean nothing.
I don't know. I couldn't tell. Like, usually when I think, remember that other video I sent you?
You talking about she looked like a crackhead?
Yeah, yeah, you talking about she looked like too, like she doesn't like look like she's skinny nothing like that. She like malnourished.
Hey, crackhead.
She's not malnourished, but like she look like she has meat in her bones.
I mean, you can see in her eyes and everything.
She looks like a crackhead to me, though.
It's a fucking.
Are you sure? I don't think we're talking about the same video.
He's talking about his other video.
Oh, okay, okay.
But like, crackhead. This is like a stereotype for crackheads. They all built. Like that. That's not the case. I know a lot of fat crackheads.
You know what?
Hey, apologize right now, bro.
To who?
To all the big crackheads up there.
No.
Big crackheads looking to stop listen to
no cap. Ain't no cap. If you're big and you're crackhead, that means you got some money.
That's what I'm saying. You got money to
eat and do crack?
Oh, God. You eating and do crack at the same time. Crack don't come cheap. Well, yes, it do.
Yes, it do.
Yes, it do.
You can probably get a cracker off for like $5.
Yeah.
Ew.
Type shit.
Well, last for like 10, like 5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. That shit probably weak as hell.
Amen.
Weak as hell.
Can we do crack on the last like 20 minutes?
How do you know that?
I
don't know. It's a fact. No, crack doesn't last that long.
I've never heard none of that.
No, it only lasts like 20 minutes.
I've never done crack,
but people who told
me. Do you know how long heroin lasts?
Probably the same amount of time.
Nah, I feel like heroin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really know that.
I feel like that's like more of an extreme.
Because heroin's one of the most addictive drugs. Yeah, it's got to last for like a decent amount.
Damn. So if you had a choice, you had to do crack or heroin.
Crack.
let me think. I gotta think about it.
No, bro, crack. You better off doing crack.
You better off doing crack.
I don't want my teeth to get fucked up, though.
That's heroin.
That's heroin.
What?
And crystal meth.
I swear that's crack.
No.
You smoke crack, you saying your teeth not gonna be fucked up.
No, probably gonna be ashy. Like, yeah.
Oh, no, I think that's meth.
Yeah, that's
meth. Meth that'll fuck your teeth up.
I think that's meth.
Yeah, nah, that's some crazy fucking drugs out there.
Crack, meth, heroin.
Crack.
What? Crack. Still?
You most definitely crack.
All right. Meth or heroin?
Meth.
Heroin. Really? Meth made in the lab, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna cap. All right, I was watching this crazy movie where the guy was like basically the way he was shooting up at it, got infected, like in his arm, and they had to chop his arm off, man.
Oh, are you serious?
Like, when they lifted up the scars and shit to like see like what his shit was like, man, it looked crazy, bro. It was like all these, like, it was basically like deteriorating like under the skin.
I'm talking about like
he got to put it.
He looked inside his arm.
Like you can see, you can see the hole inside his arm. He was still shooting up in that arm and everything.
Yeah, nah, niggas. Yeah,
because he can never find his vein in his other one. So he was like, fuck it, like, let me just keep shooting in there.
You got to find like your vein.
That's what I'm saying, man. Drugs are crazy.
Million dollar idea right now.
Oh my god,
please don't say that.
Sorry, never mind.
Hey, what you gonna say?
Please don't say that. It's just whatever. All right.
But like, oh yeah, back to the homeless shit. That's what we was off of. That we ended up hopping into virginities and everything.
Yeah, like crackhead and homeless and a little boy.
Yeah, basically. No.
Bro, okay, man, that's what I said.
It was about money.
No, because we was talking about virginities and like.
It's not as special as it used to be. It used to be like having your first time was like, you know, like that
with your gal,
like that with the major person. Like Khalil said something to me yesterday. It's like. Was thinking about what she was talking about.
Oh, it's not a sin for you to have sex before marriage, but you better marry her if you take her virginity.
I mean, does that sound like kind of realistic to you?
That doesn't sound
like
it's facts.
No, it says in the Bible.
Where?
Look at the verse and shit like that. There's more to it also.
Dude, like, but I mean, I kind of agree with that too, because I mean, like, if you do take somebody's virginity, I feel like you know.
I got to marry a lot of girls.
Because wait, if you think about it.
You're Muslim.
In the Bible, like, I swear it says you shouldn't be having sex.
No, it didn't say that in the Bible.
That's what I was thinking, too. Then he told me that. I was like, damn, it kind of does.
Then you got to come up with facts, bro. I'm not going to believe you.
Can I actually look this up?
Yeah, go ahead and look it up. Yeah, we can keep talking while you're looking it up and stuff like that. But I feel like virginities aren't as special as used to be.
Yeah, I don't believe anybody's having like a special time.
It's more like, all right, just to go in and get it done with.
Some people would be blacked out drunk.
I know people that like...
But that's rape.
I know. Yeah, that's rape.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Fucking, I know, like, girls that lost their virginities in, like, some crazy fucking places. Like, fucking, like...
That's kind of dirty. If you want to lose your virginity behind a dumpster, behind a movie theater, that's kind of wild.
Anywhere in public, that's weird. If you want to, like, that's, like, your virginity is, like, it used to be a special, like you said, it used to be a special thing. But then you got to realize, like, even back in the day, niggas used to, like... When fucking niggas had cliques, fucking the jocks and geeks and shit, you know, back in the day when school was racist, fucking niggas still used to fucking have
in
sex
in the bathroom,
exactly, in the bathroom and shit like that. But shit, like, shit ain't changed. I guess the way the world is nowadays is just like they're more upfront about it. When they do it, it's like they're more like people get comfortable as fuck on social media.
I think you found it.
All right, Exodus 22 and 16.
Right, I gotta look at my Bible because I feel like it's the same.
All right, Jamel, read it out.
But I ain't trying to read.
I read it.
Which one? Go ahead, AJ.
The first one right there.
Yeah.
The first one.
So Exodus 22:16.
All right. 22:16.
All right. Yeah. So, and if a man.
You got the
King James version.
Yeah, this is. I don't know.
That's King James version or that the regular version.
Is this the regular
version? Yeah, it's right there.
It's the regular version right here. All right, if a man takes a virginity who has not given her word to another man and has connections...
Is she a virgin, basically?
Yeah. If she a virgin, he will have to bride place for her.
Basically marry.
Wife. Yeah. Yeah, you have to marry her.
Say it again. Like, with, like, not that okay, one. But basically, you know, all right, so no, I'm talking about the verse. Like, the verse, like...
Exodus 22:16.
Just so everybody don't think we're capping about that.
You can look it up. Exodus 22:16. Go look it up. That's exactly what it said. Yeah. Well, it's not in that. I didn't really.
He just gave the gist.
I didn't really get the thing, but basically it's like.
I don't know.
So yeah, apparently that's what the Bible say. If you do take a girl virginity, you better marry her.
Or you're going to hell.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm just playing. That's not what it says.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. Okay. But yeah, like back to the whole virginity thing like that. What was the last thing you was picking up off of?
Fucking, I was like, people were like,
it's not a special place. Yeah, it's not special. No one's special.
But like, all right.
So, what is a special?
As basically young adults right now, would you mind waiting until marriage to have sex?
Yes.
But you know, peer pressure.
No, as of right now, I wouldn't mind.
If you worth it, but I mean,
you know, if you worth it, like,
listen, what Jamel said back to peer pressure. You know, oh nigga, you gay, you don't have sex.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. It used to be like that.
But that's you and your girl, bro.
No. But it's not even like I'm talking about. Like the homies, stuff like that.
Like niggas will talk shit about you.
Niggas be like, you won't get no button like that.
That's what I'm saying. But that's your girl. If y'all want to wait,
no, you're not there. You don't have no girlfriend at all.
What are you talking about? A random?
Like some people game.
Oh, you with like a random?
You with the bros? Like you know how I said earlier, like you at the mall, you with the bros, she with her friends and shit like that. She basically throwing the pussy at you. You supposed to catch that shit. If you don't catch the pussy, you basically get.
Yeah, that's what niggas say.
Niggas will say that. Like my group of friends, I remember. I ain't gonna put none of my niggas' names out there like that, but like I remember.
Nah, go ahead and put them out, bro.
I remember one of them was trying. Like this girl was like, you know, like okay, you can do this, you can do that type shit, and all that. He was like, I don't know, this type of shit. I ain't even trying
that's
to.
That's what I'm saying. Is that wrong?
No. I forgot. No, he not even gang. He not even this nigga name. I ain't finna say his name. But no, I remember like I was in my dude house and like these girls pulled up. It was like these two white girls. You know how white girls get.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled up. It was like, oh my god, tell him to come outside. I've been dying to this and the third. He was like, oh no, man, I just want to stay in here playing the game. He was like, nigga, what? If you don't take your goofy ass outside, like she in the car waiting, basically throwing a pussy at this nigga. She said she want to have sex in the car.
All right, now that's another.
I mean,
situation. All
right, so that's why I said it's not everything. Like I ain't gonna lie to you, I would like to enjoy the little things. I mean, hey man, say
we called that boy out. That's all I'm gonna say. We was like, hey man,
see?
Look,
peer pressure, AJ.
Hey, oh, we wasn't like, oh shit, actually was peer pressure that day. We peer pressure the fuck out that boy, but hey, they did it more than once, so I guess that was a good thing.
You know, I mean,
they did it. They did it that day, and they did it a couple days following that day.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, matchmaker. He was playing GTA.
You probably didn't want to stop for nothing. Damn.
No, he was watching. He wasn't even playing. He was watching. He was watching us play GTA. He wasn't even playing.
Oh, he was just sitting down?
He was just sitting down.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, he was just sitting there.
Hey, see, after you say, I don't know, man.
I mean, if it really came down to it, yeah, I could wait till marriage. If it really came down to it.
I ain't got no problem waiting for marriage. That's...
But I don't know. Like Khalil did have a point when he said last time, like, damn, you would hate to get all the way to your honeymoon and everything like that. You find out she got a tentacle or something like that.
She got three left feet.
You talking about like? Oh, what? Are you talking about like getting with somebody like right now and then waiting all the way into that point?
Yeah. I'm talking about like.
I feel like for me like to like to find, start finding a, like a wife, I'm gonna wait a little bit.
So like y'all just gonna give each other's hand like you know?
I'm just like if. Fuck around if I don't know if I
mean you gotta get some type of like
nowadays
like that.
Like nowadays I don't need none of that. I'm chilling, like I'm trying to get my bread right.
So even if you your girl like really bad, like I'm like, oh man, I really want something.
That. I see beautiful girls every day.
So you wouldn't let her give you a hand job?
No, I don't like hand jobs. This shit weird.
Yeah. I don't know now, man.
If she put some lotion on her hands, maybe, because Nick hands be dry now.
Fucking
like sandpaper just.
Yeah, I ain't gonna care with you. Like yeah, that's ladies do need to realize that, man. That shit hurts.
Well, some girls.
It's like me not cutting my fingernails. You know,
exactly.
You know,
I'm trying to finger.
And they have like rings on.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts.
Oh, like, I'm like, are you fucking dumb? Trying to fucking jack me off with a ring on. You better tell your husband to chill out.
Chill.
That's OD. What's something that's like really unforgivable, like in a relationship that you just can't forgive?
Like, you know, like how long y'all been? I'm just gonna say some random shit. Like, so. You said something that's
unforgivable.
Telling secrets.
What do you mean by secrets?
Like bedroom secrets.
Bedroom secrets?
That's kind of forgivable, but it depends what happens.
I'm talking about, let me not even say bedroom secrets. I'm talking about like deep secrets that like you feel comfortable enough to tell her. Like, you know, like some personal shit. Like, I really like take this shit to heart. Like, some shit about family.
Like, example. Like, what you mean? Like, Like, her dad doesn't like niggas or something like that.
Like, my dad's my really my brother.
Type shit. Yeah, like, that wild. Type shit. Like, nobody knows, something that nobody knows, like, my dad really. Like,
but that's unforgivable right there?
Yeah.
I'd rather keep that to herself.
Like, exactly. Keep that to yourself. I told you because I feel comfortable. But if you go back and tell people, like, nah, I can't trust you anymore type shit. Because I told you I didn't tell anybody. And you wouldn't have told this person and that person. I don't even know these niggas.
So, wait, so you're talking about somebody, if you told them.
Yeah, like, you said relationship problem. Like, if I was in a relationship and my girl, I told her some, like, I don't know, some crazy, like, it's crazy, I'll never tell anybody. And she mm-hmm. wouldn't tell her friends. I'm going to feel like, okay, so that means I can't tell you anything. I can't share with you anymore type
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
So that's why it's unforgivable, because then, like, at that point, my trust is fucked up. So, like, you, like, I mean, with me, my trust been fucked up from the jump. That's just how I am. But, like, so you really get one chance with me. After that, after you fuck that one chance up, my trust is fucked up for you. That's
what did you say back in the day? Fool me once, shame on you.
That's it. Fool me once, shame on. Hey, no.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Fool me once, that's it.
Three times. I mean, hey.
You can't get fooled a third time.
Because you got, like, I've been fooled three times before. And then, like.
Ain't nothing wrong to give. I mean, once or twice, yeah. But, like I said, yeah, that third time, you can't forgive it right there.
No, it's like, because I after the. Girls are savages. I had this conversation with my nigga Hova and my nigga Estes.
Mm-hmm.
We was outside. We was like, my nigga Josh was like, he was like, why are dudes considered dogs and girls are considered savages? I was like, I told him a simple thing. I was like, all right, look,
rather be a dog than a
P-game,
savage.
I was like, you know why dudes are considered dogs? Because, like, all right, we can be in a relationship and we'll cheat just to fuck.
Like, yeah,
you know that, you know, like, we'll cheat, we'll just go out, we wanna fuck this, we wanna fuck that, you know, niggas are dogs, I just wanna fuck everything type shit.
Dogs, you like to fuck.
Girls is the only person, like, girls are savages just for this reason. Like, they'll be in a relationship with you,
and they'll fuck mentally, man. It's the mental
thing. They'll fuck with you mentally. They'll fuck around, like, y'all end up breaking up. She'll end up getting with, like, one of your closest friends, and she'll have a whole new relationship with that person, make a whole new bonds, and, like, act like you never existed type shit.
That's fucked up.
So that's why girls are considered savages, because they'll do some more. They're like, I feel like girls, this is facts, but girls will do you wrong more like than a guy would do you wrong.
Definitely. We're dogs, but a dog is always loyal.
Yeah, a dog is loyal.
A dog is loyal to the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, that was the whole conversation. It was like, why are dudes considered dogs and girls considered savages? And that's all I said, man.
Shit. You know what a savage is, right? Like a legit savage?
Yeah, yeah. It's
a, like, man eater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even
like, but girl, like girls is the only note that I'll make a, like, that'll make a thug nigga cry.
Yeah,
Get Trail.
Like, Get Trail.
It's a whole bunch of, like hood ass niggas that I knew like cried because of what a girl doing to them.
But that's so crazy. It's so crazy that we talk about, like, you know, I like bitches ain't shit like that, like hard on hoes, they moving type stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, we still like, no matter what, we'll still let a woman get to us. Just like that.
Exactly.
Simping.
Yeah.
What really simping is. That's what we had to talk about, like, today. What's really simping?
Man, look, Kings.
Fucking hate you, bro.
I'm gonna get to y'all like this, bro. We don't need these girls, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna cap with you.
Man, go on, play some Call of Duty with your girls.
It's just right.
You should get used to, you know.
But a woman needs a man more than a man needs a woman.
Explain
that. Elaborate.
Okay. I can live by myself safely.
Yeah.
You know, a woman gotta have 10 locks on those doors.
You gotta think about nowadays. Like,
yeah,
it's a super women.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, you're right. There are some super women.
Women aren't built like how they were, like, in the 60s and everything.
But there are some super niggas now.
Look, my stepmom. I love my stepmom for this, because, like, what she said was straight facts. I'm gonna give y'all a little background about my stepmom real quick.
We gotta get background.
No, it's not big. It's not big. All I'm gonna say is she cooked. She clean. She got a job. She all the nine, you know, whole 9 yards. She told me straight up, she was like, you was not gonna find a girl like me nowadays no more.
I mean, you can, but you gotta force them to do that stuff.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
If that's not in their genetic code, you're not taught that type stuff.
I didn't mean to say force, but you gotta train them to be that.
She does it, just, that's just her. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She said you're not gonna find a girl that's gonna do that by herself. Mm. Like, willingly. You're not gonna find a girl that's gonna cook for you, clean for you, shit like that. You're not gonna find a girl like that nowadays no more. And that's facts. And I was like, when she said it, I was like, that's crazy. Because girls nowadays don't know how to use fucking microwaves.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm like, if you can't use a microwave, I'm not gonna let you turn on the stove. Honestly. Oh, what's that type shit? Because girls want, like, I ain't even finished trying to get too deep into it, but, like, you know, girls, They want niggas to do
that. They want everything. A super nigga, but that's no such thing, man. They want a nigga that can, they got a 10-inch dick.
6'9".
Six fucking figures. Drive
fucking,
a BMW.
Drive, like, fucking cook, clean, take care of kids, all that shit. Fucking fly around like Superman and shit. Girls want 401k. A super, they want to get taken care of now.
You know, the roles, like, the thing about it, like, the roles are being reversed, but it's not supposed to be reversed. It's supposed to be set, and like, a, you feel me? It's supposed to be
50-50. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's supposed to be 50-50.
It's supposed to be 50-50. Like, you, like, it's like 50-50 is to which, like, all right, I'll take you out, I pay for the date. Or I pay for my meal, you pay for your meal. Or, like I said, I'd like, if I take you out, I pay for it. Next date, you got it type shit. That's 50-50. That's what I
okay,
want.
Okay, that's decent. I want that's decent. If you with that person.
I'm not even more if like that. Person, I'm more like, yeah. I think, yeah, like, it's more of, you ain't got to pay for my shit like that. You mm-hmm. pay, you got you, you
if,
got
yeah,
me.
That's what I'm saying.
But if I'm treating you, yeah, like, I'll pay for you. Like, that's no problem at all like that. And you want to like treat me,
yeah.
I don't want you to treat me. That's not my thing. I don't like when, mm-hmm. you know, you pay for stuff like that. I don't even like when people give me gifts like that. It's more like, yeah, I, like, as long as you got yourself and I got me, then we straight.
Exactly. So, like, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, and it's all about energy nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, if y'all, like, not picking up with like what she putting down or he putting down, it's not gonna end up working out.
Yeah,
because that's just how the world is nowadays. Mm-hmm. If it, I guess,
but you good. Know the feminists and stuff like that, you know, they want to, oh, I want to do this, I don't need a man, I don't need a man.
I mean, yeah,
I don't need you. Just don't hurt me, please. Just don't hurt me, please. I'm walking a dark alley by myself. Please don't hurt me.
That's like Batman. And
but Bruno. I feel like that. Dude, all right, nah, I don't even want to get into that because
wait, what you gonna say?
Nah, I was about to get too vulgar with it.
What you gonna say?
Nah, it's gonna get.
Come on, say it.
Would you have a?
You gonna say Pablo?
Would you have a joint bank account with your wife?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
With your wife, yeah.
Because, but I mean, that's more like us adding money into mm-hmm. each other. Because, like, somebody brought up the idea to me, like, basically, yeah, mm-hmm. having, like, there, everybody's put in 50-50 for that type stuff right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. So it's like,
but y'all supposed to have both, still have separate bank accounts.
Yeah, both separate bank accounts. And then you got a bank account together where y'all both are putting in money into.
Yeah, that's
for
the family
like,
and the house.
Family. That's like anything.
And
we
people
need
don't think, and that's what I say, a lot of people don't even think about that type stuff. They don't think about saving at all, man. Like, if you're trying to build something together, man, that's one of the first important steps right there. Make your money together.
No, like, I don't say make money together, but like,
no, I would like, I want to make like, cause like, I mean, like, cause I do want you to have your own money. I want to have my own money, but like, I want us to like have something together type shit.
Yeah,
you know, like, fucking, if you want to buy something, you want to buy a little purse. You know, go on your little funds. That's you. Man. I ain't gonna say nothing about that. That's your money.
That was crazy back in the 50s. Like, bitches get allowances.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. No, they did get allowances back then. It's like, honey, I want to buy your purse.
You already have to put up your allowance.
Them dishes ain't washed. Like,
oh yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what, like, it's crazy.
Damn, that's a crazy. How like we used to look at like Andy Griffin show and like that. Like the mom was always cooking dinner and stuff like that. Dad's always like just sitting right there.
Really,
that's how he's always getting into
like,
shit.
Exactly. That's how the world was. Like, you know, the man go out, work, put food on the table, the wife cook it. That's just like how that shit was.
I think it is better now than how it was back then. Like a lot of people say they like it back then and stuff like that, telling your woman what to do and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you. I like when people talk back to me. You know.
But I like sometimes when they just shut the fuck up, suck this dick. Yeah, don't talk back all the damn time.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, stay in your place, bitch.
What the fuck, bro?
Oh my god.
But yeah, no, that's not how I think. Nah.
No, that's not how I think. What I'm saying, like, damn, shut the fuck. Maybe just shut the fuck up sometimes.
Oh, man. I feel you on that one.
I feel like you already don't like your wife.
Shut the fuck up.
Man, go cook my fucking dinner. It's like, what the?
See, back in the 50s, 60s, like, that was normal. Like, okay, yes, sir.
That was normal as shit back in the day. But, like, I feel like, girls nowadays want to fight your way.
Like, what you say to me, nigga?
Like, girl, like, girls are really, like, want to scrub with it.
Ain't no need to scrub right there.
There's all these damn feminists.
That's what, like. Hey, would you fight your wife?
I wouldn't. It's just the way I was. That's what
you mean?
There's only three. Yeah.
Like, words or, like, put them up?
Fist.
Oh.
But what if she was getting, like.
Oh, she asked for it?
No, like, no.
Nigga, what?
She was really getting it in. Like
really she was trying to,
yeah.
Where, like, I mean, she's
like you kind of start seeing, like, two people. Like,
what do you mean? What you mean?
Like, yeah, she's heavy handed.
Oh, like, she, like, got me looking black and blue?
Yeah. Yeah,
damn.
Oh, no, man, I just have to throw one time. Like, stop messing with me.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I would have
run around Rousey, nigga, what the hell?
But, like, what if y'all were evenly matched? Like, well, she like took that hit and then like she came back. Like,
fuck, nigga. You talking about like the Rock and Stone Cold
type shit, man.
Oh god, I don't know. Gotta get a steel chair for ass.
Oh, damn, man. I told him, I said there's only three reasons I would like put my hands on a woman. running at me with a knife. You threatened to kill me. Like, you got the gun out and stuff like that. Or, like, with some wild shit.
Every time you, like, you tell me this, and you, like, running at you with a knife, I'll be thinking, like, what the fuck? Like, you gonna drop down and, like, sweep your leg? You know how that
W.O.D.
You gonna run and sweep your leg? She put a girl falling in the face.
I kick in the fucking chest, no cap. I kick her right in the chest. Cause you gotta think about it.
Well, like, she playing with my genitals.
What you mean?
Like, what? She playing with, like, what you mean? Like she like to cut my stuff off.
Oh, first off.
Yeah, that's instant
death. How would you, like...
Not instant death. Somebody live... You can live from getting...
No, I'm talking about, like... If you try that, yeah, instant death right there.
Yeah.
That's a funeral right there.
But what if it was surgically, though? Like, she had the mask surgically? On, the utensils on,
like,
there.
Like, is she, like, doing it while she's sleeping?
Like, yeah.
I'm like, nigga, you bitch. You dirty bitch.
Oh my god.
How you avoid that?
I probably kill myself in the night.
She call you a dirty dog type shit.
You dirty dog.
Oh my god, she like a she spays it new to me like a dog.
Just stuck it in your mouth too.
Spayed in, like, get your animal spayed and neutered.
Oh my god.
Damn, what if niggas was out here getting neutered? Hey, would you ever get a vasectomy?
No.
I was thinking about that, actually.
What's so funny?
I was just like snip snap, snip snap.
Ah,
so like, they open my dick up and sniff it?
No, they
like, sniff.
I swear they sniff. I swear you still have your testicles and everything like that. Yeah, but they snip the cord where, like, the semen comes out and everything like that. Oh, so you don't produce semen. No, what's the shit? That
I swear it's like a vasectomy. It's like, I swear you can still, like, they tie it. Oh. No, that's
tubes tied.
Like, that's what girls, they get their tubes tied.
Yeah, girls get their tubes tied.
Girls get tubes tied. And then, like,
God, they it's the thing. What gets the woman pregnant? I haven't been in sex education.
It's semen.
Which one?
They mix together.
Same shit. All right. So whatever the thing is that gets the woman pregnant, that's what they snip so it doesn't come out. You still can ejaculate and everything, but what gets a woman pregnant doesn't come out.
You know, it's two, like, it's like in testicles, like, there's two different parts in testicles, like, one for a semen, one for that.
Yeah,
same thing with the vagina.
What's for the other one?
I think sperm. I think
semen. They're both for sperm.
Semen and sperm. I think semen and sperm are two different things.
So semen and sperm.
I think sperm. Okay, sperm is the actual, like, the living part. The semen is the part that you mix with it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hey, man. Say, man.
So it all comes to one.
Yeah. That's why I look white.
No, because I thought one was clear and one was white. Like, one is clear ish.
I mean,
that's the semen. The semen is clear. The sperm is that's like the white, the little snake shit.
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie to you. Never mind.
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, man, say, man.
No, I'm saying it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, sperm and semen is not the same thing.
Okay, see, all right.
Yes. I'm not finna read all that, but yeah, it's not the same thing. That's how y'all.
It's also crazy, like, when a girl gets pregnant.
So is,
like,
that what? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, you know what you gonna say?
Is that what testicles are then?
Yeah.
Hold up. For them, all right. So for y'all to get a little easier, y'all know what pre-cum is, pre-ejaculation.
Yeah, that's the sperm.
That's clear.
That's semen.
That's semen.
That's
so sperm. Yeah, sperm is what swims around.
Sperm is what gets.
Semen, so think about, like cereal.
What? No, I said, what is semen?
The semen is like the milk, and the sperm is like the cereal. If I can play it in a
yeah.
What? No, I thought it would be.
I tweaked out. Never mind. Pre-ejaculation.
It's sperm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't that get you pregnant, though?
Apparently, it says it right here.
No, pre-cum cannot get you pregnant.
Yes, it can. You're tweaking.
No, it says right here.
You're tweaking.
I told you, bro.
You're tweaking.
No, look that shit up right now.
It's right here. It says, can semen cause pregnancy? It says, yes, period. Pre-ejaculation fluid may contain semen. I mean, may contain sperm.
Tell them, bro.
That's a high may, though.
Yeah. It did say may. Yeah, it says a pre-ejaculation may contain sperm.
Yeah, so that's like a...
And that's only some. That's more if you, like, all right.
So what is pre-ejaculation?
It's just like, you know, you're jacking, like, off and stuff like that.
No. What is it again? You said...
Like, so, you know, are you like...
It's not sperm, it's semen.
Yeah, no, semen, that's the shit that don't get you pregnant.
Mm-hmm. No, but what is coming out when pre-ejaculation?
Pre-cum is just semen.
Pre-cum is semen. Like,
so there's no sperm in it.
It says sometimes it can't have sperm in it.
But that only happens if you, first of all, you don't, after you actually produce sperm, and you don't clean yourself off already, and you pre-cum before then, that's when you can...
But can it stay in the shaft also?
It can, but that's why you're supposed to. If you ever did this before, you know, you gotta squeeze everything out. You gotta clean yourself out.
See, I don't do that. I just, like,
you just go straight back in and you just, like, wipe off and, like, all right, let's go.
No, you can't do that.
Bro. Like, you gotta clean yourself out. You gotta make sure you're good and straight.
She got that tight, man. It's gonna squeeze it out.
That's what I'm telling you.
It's like an incubator.
There you go. Oh, chill.
Oh God, that bitch pregnant.
Are y'all gonna hit y'all kids?
Yeah. What you mean hit, like go to school
Khalil
one day?
Khalil was saying some OD shit.
Wait, what did I say?
He said he's gonna get all his daughters to wrestle type shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's not weird.
That's not really weird. I mean,
it's kind of weird. I'd rather get them inside of a martial arts period. I want them to be able to, you know, fuck somebody up they got to.
I'm looking at them girl fights, or like a bitch like just grab their leg, like grab another bitch's leg, it's over.
But you want them to wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Instead of fighting.
I mean, same thing.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, chill.
It's the same.
I'd rather put them in like a Muay Thai. Something they'll choke a nigga out, man. Cool. Like, somebody's trying to mess with them like that.
In the future, if I see the video of your daughter fighting and she picked that girl up and slammed on her neck, bro. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Learn from his daddy.
Learn from the best. Oh, man. Yeah. But like, would you? I mean, I don't know, man. I'm still a little indifferent about that, and I might just let my wife handle that type stuff.
Yeah, nah, I'm not gonna hit my girls.
I don't think I can.
I can't do that.
My boys, I don't even think I hit my boys like
I
that.
I hit my boys.
You got to think about society's changed so much, man. We used to get the shit beat out of us.
Man, thank God.
You know why you got to beat your kids? Because society's getting soft. It's gonna take if you let the society raise your kids gonna be soft as fuck. Yeah. And I guarantee you that on everything I love.
But they're gonna grow up in their way, so
yeah. I'd rather me beat them than a white man.
I would have
I'd rather me beat my kids than the white man beat them.
Hey man, say
when I get older, man.
But like,
stop resisting.
I'm not. I don't want to say. I ain't gonna use the word beat, but I am gonna whoop my kids. Like it's like I'm only gonna like put my hands on my kids or like whoop my kids if they do some really really fucked up.
But all right, so what if it's like some lesson type stuff? So all right, like, do you beat your kids with catching and masturbating?
No, exactly.
I'm just giving examples. You sit there and you talk to them. I know people that used to get their ass beat for jacking their dick and shit like that.
Oh yeah, so
like,
what are they like that? Like, oh yeah, defile me, bitch.
I mean, honestly, that's how you know your kinks and everything like that.
Oh yeah, defile me. I thought,
but you'll learn once you get hit with a belt a few times.
So yeah, all right. So let me see. Stuff like that. That's like, all right. It's like, okay, I'm. It's like, yeah, you growing into a man. You doing your thing. I understand. I don't even know what talk I would get at nigga for real, but I wouldn't beat him. Nah, it's like, but let me see if they fuck around. Let me
see. Better make sure that nigga ain't jacking off to a picture of you.
Oh man. Oh
shit. Mika Johnson's. Oh yeah, shit.
That's chill.
Hell no. Nah. I was like, stopping that shit. The source is all
this. Yeah, I was like, you gotta chill out.
Okay, yeah, it's like this right here. Not it. Cut that shit out. I will beat you, nigga. You will not be fucking me.
I'm about to watch. That was fucking OD, bro.
The mother ain't do nothing. She just like. Well, I guess it's happening.
Bro, she's letting it fucking
it
happen.
Is what it is.
Bro, you see like, at the end when like the dad got hit by the car, she came outside. No, it was the nigga. It was the son that came outside.
Daddy! He was like, dad! No, I'm about to watch that shit. I'm good. I ain't seen that shit in forever, bro. I ain't seen that shit since like what is it, junior year?
Yeah, that's when everybody was watching it.
Oh, man.
Well, I had a thing. I was talking to Khalil earlier in the car. Mm. And we were talking about, I mean... I don't think it's what you're thinking.
What?
I was like, would you ever get in a fist fight with your kid? Mm. But what if your kid was like 16, but built like Taylor Lautner in the Twilight series? All
right.
Or
so,
like a John B. type of thing.
I don't think you would physically like. All right. Like, so you when you think of your dad, you don't think of him like some weak motherfucker there. You think of him like that's strong. That's a man's man.
It depends how you got raised.
Yeah.
Like, cause some niggas be like
some people are raised to fear their father.
Yeah. That's how I was raised, at least.
But nowadays,
well, what if they
I'm older
now.
Bro. Listen, nowadays, I'm older now. I'm like, I can really fuck this nigga up.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what
but that's what I'm saying. So, like, you get in that situation. What if...
Because me, personally, I know... Like, if it's my son, right?
Yeah.
I know you've been in my... You know, I've known you all 16 years. You a little nigga. I really, like... I'll probably just, like... Fucking hold him like
that's what you, know. That's what you think though. That's what you think
exactly. Sudden, like, but I mean, there's a such thing as grown man strength, man.
I mean, yeah, if he got some grown man strength, I mean, I'm not talking about you.
But you're the grown man. Yeah.
It is grown man strength. Like, I'm not gonna put my hands on my. If you talking about like fists, no, I'm a wrestler. I'm gonna let him swing and just do what he's doing.
I'll hold him down. Like,
damn, but what if he gets you, bro?
I mean, he hit me. He hit me. That's it. I mean, I'm like,
I don't know. After thinking about it,
I always knew I was stronger than you, type shit.
One hit, I'm punching nigga in the stomach. He can be like,
No cap. I'm actually rethinking about my situation. I probably would fight my son.
And that's because you got to think about it.
I ain't going easy either.
Beat the shit out of him.
Now clean your room.
you train him too good. He's like the ultimate wrestler. He just reverses that shit. Like, suplexes.
He's got to reverse for everything you put in.
If it ever come to some shit like that, do like the person I am, if it's my son and you really want to box me, I'm like, all right, bet, stay right there. I'm gonna go to Walmart, buy two pairs of boxing gloves, come back, put the motherfuckers on, we gonna box.
Like, you come back, he has the brass knuckles on.
I'm fucked up, but I was like, man, this nigga's dirty. I was like, I'll talk this nigga too well.
I'm like, what? Like, first off, what the fuck did I do to make that nigga that mad?
He's just like clenching his fist.
It's like he, like he's like full force, like he crying while he doing it.
That nigga, if that nigga balling out crying trying to punch me, nigga, I'm like, oh, this.
But I ain't gonna
mad.
Lie to you, but you ever just like, you ever just, like, mad. I swear to God, niggas did used to cry like all the time when he start fighting and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you make me mad, bro. You making me mad.
I didn't want to do this to you, but you forced me to.
It's like, some niggas like some shit like that. I'm like, what?
No, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. That should have fucked me up. If my son said that shit to me, man,
like,
I didn't want to have to do this to you, dad. Like, I didn't want to have to do this. I'm like, oh shit.
I'm like, honey, get the gun. This nigga tweaked out.
This nigga gonna kill me.
About to take my face off.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But now, hold up. Going back to beating your kids. You know, you just have talking about the lesson thing and all that. I was a fucked up kid. We was fucked up kids. We did some fucked up things, you know? If and like,
I feel like people, we say that all the time, but like people don't know how fucked up
we were. Yeah, we were fucked up kids. But let me ask y'all a question. Y'all ever got like a whooping from somebody, like from like your parent, and be like, damn, what did I do to deserve that whooping? Like, why did I get whooped for that, right? Mm-hmm. So, say, put your, like, you know, you're an adult now, you're in a parent's position, like, your son does exactly what you did. And that you got beat for. Would you beat your son for what you did? Then like you think you shouldn't like you I shouldn't have got beat for that. Were you gonna beat your son for that?
Or I feel like I'm gonna be a talker first. I'm gonna try to talk it out with him, man. See if he understands. If he doesn't understand and you do it again, like I said, fool me one shame of you, fool me twice, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, I give you another chance. Three times I gotta fuck you up.
Like, what is something that you'd beat him for?
Like, I don't know, like,
or like you talk to him about.
All right, depends on the age, also.
I'm gonna let my kids cuss. I don't care what y'all. I don't care what people
no,
think. I'm gonna let
no,
my kids cuss.
No, don't do that now.
Oh no, not that. No, I'm not. Like, they're gonna be like, they ain't gonna be jits. I'm talking about they gonna be like, they gonna have like in the teens at least. Like, I ain't,
still
nah,
not.
I
nah.
still wouldn't, man. I don't even know. Like, I don't even like. I cuss in front of my
I'm
mom.
I'm talking about
like,
cuss like how we cuss in front. Like,
I mean, nigga, we're like all 18 and shit. Like, 18, I don't care. You.
We were saying nigga. We were saying nigga when I was 16.
I was saying nigga. Yeah, that's. I mean, that's nigga though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm let him say shit like that.
Like saying like, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to hear some foul shit like that. Like my son's
like, this,
like
oh my pussy, like, my pussy lips itch.
No. like my son's calling me a fucking cunt or something like that. I'm like, nigga, what?
Oh man, that's
that should have made it there. Like, what's the most disrespectful thing like you could just hear somebody say to you? Just like, oh hell no,
you bitch ass nigga. That's why mom. That's why mom makes more money than me.
Just walk away. I'm like, damn, bro.
Nigga, how do you know that
work? I saw the bank
like, bro, who told you?
I saw the return. I saw the tax returns.
I saw the return and the bank statements, bitch.
So you think my bike just disappeared? Nigga, I know you took that shit back.
Yeah, I had to pay the lights, didn't you?
You broke motherfucker.
Damn, that'd be fucked up, man. That's what I said, man.
I mean, what would you do, man?
I'd fuck him up.
You talking about if he said some shit like that?
Yeah.
Some shit like, oh, that, I gotta fuck him up.
I'm like, shit.
You beat her ass like so good.
I mean, I'm like, nigga, I'm hit him with this. Nigga, I make more money than you.
Oh.
I'm a child. They come back like, I'm a child.
Like, nigga, you live with me. I'm like, you live with me.
And like, listen, like, you beat that so good. Like, he'd be like, nigga, I got to go to the hospital. And he'd be like, okay, let your mom pay for them fucking bills.
What the fuck?
It's like, dad, I got to go on a field trip. So I don't make more money to be, don't you?
But I guess back to like what I would like have to give a stern talking to, it's probably disrespecting your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever disrespect the person that you came out of. No matter what they say, what they do, I ain't gonna lie
so
to you. Like
you talked to him before.
Yeah, I'm like, look, like you can't be talking to your mom like that.
And if it happens again,
I gotta fuck you up. Simple as that.
Okay, actually, I feel like that'll work more than.
Yeah, stern talking to is a little bit better than whooping some ass. Like,
but after a while, you have to be put your hands on her because like
she did some wild shit. Like she slapped me in the face.
You gotta think about like after a while, after you just like after like all these promise beatings, you know, like you gonna have to start beating him because he can be like, oh. He always says he's gonna beat me, but he never
that nigga
does.
Nigga capping, you ain't gonna be doing it.
Damn nigga, did he fuck?
Told you once. I ain't gonna lie to you. Kids are smarter than what you think, man. Yeah. Once you see somebody capping a little too much, man, you gonna know.
They pick up on it. They ain't gonna think I can do anything.
They ain't gonna do anything, man.
I was a smart ass kid.
Yeah, but no cap, like ages 5 to 11, you're getting whoopings.
That's understandable. Straight I mean, that's when you. Is that 5 to 11?
Yeah, 5 to 11.
I thought you said like 11. I don't know.
Well, like 11 to 18.
No, nigga, what?
Like Jesus.
I mean, they be starting shit. They started. I just off kind of early,
like
you young, what, like
2 months,
two.
Well, oh, I'm about to say 2 months old.
Nigga, no.
my ruthless.
Might be getting fucked
up. Yeah, might be.
Oh damn.
She like one.
But I mean, she do be doing some. I
what you mean, like just like a little pack?
I feel like
you don't beat her,
no. I was like, I don't think you should ever, like, you know, full-on get a belt out.
Yeah,
for
like a baby.
I say 5 years old, yeah, get that belt.
Yeah, yeah, 5 years.
Not even five, I say six.
5 years, no, I think, five, I think, six. No, I think, five, six. I think 4 or 5, that's when you started, you know, intimidating. Yeah. Like, hey, like, you better start right there, like, smack the thing like that, you know, get that intimidation.
You know, like, just him, like, three good times, like,
you sound like a slave, three lashings.
Yeah.
Nigga, fuck, man, I used to get beat.
I used to get fucked up, man. I remember I was just like used to snitch on this nigga, and like I would end up getting hit with the snitch, like switching shit.
What is it? Like a whooping should only like last like 10 seconds.
Nigga, I got whooped for like a minute one time.
Yeah. Well, there's a timer.
That shit's crazy.
Hey Siri, set a timer for 30 seconds. It's fucking your shit up.
Please stop, please.
That time will go slow.
It's almost
too.
Over. Be quiet.
I guarantee that time will go slow.
That's what I'm telling you.
Man. But like if you get whooped like good like 10 minutes, like what the fuck?
Oh yeah, I don't know why. That's when you see bruises on people. That
yeah,
day,
no,
man.
Yeah,
no, that's
yeah,
death you, right there. Like you bring them half to death.
Well, like what do you have to do? Like, man, I got beat for something I didn't. Like I said, I used the word pissed off.
I was pissed off.
And I was a kid, and like, I guess like I was talking about somebody totally fucking different. My stepmom's friend in the car, she went and told my stepmom, and my stepmom told my dad that I said that my stepmom pissed me off type of shit. That's when my pops had beat me.
Like, all right, what if you said
I got like whooped for like a minute.
What if you said that your stepmom made you mad?
I mean, I didn't say anything about my stepmom at all.
Oh, what did you say then?
I said I was saying like some people like it was like back when I was a jit and I was like some shit in Greensboro. I forgot the whole thing, but I said somebody pissed me off.
Mm. And so like pissed. That's like, the like, word that yeah, triggered it.
Pissed me off, and I like I know like you gotta think about it. I said somebody totally different. I didn't say on my stepmom at all. So her friend, I was in a car with her friend at the time. My stepmom was somewhere inside the store or some shit. So I was just talking to her friend. Yeah, I guess she went ahead. She went and told Betty that I said Betty. But yeah, she went and told my stepmom that fucking I said that she pissed me off, and she went and told my pops. And I got like I had like a fucking gash on my leg.
Oh,
cause my dad was whooping me. OD, and that shit was crazy. And I was like, damn. That's like a whooping I remember vividly. It was crazy. We had to go to a party that day and everything.
Like, AJ, where's his pants?
Nigga, I had shorts on. I seen that shit in the car. I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, be quiet. Don't be letting nobody look at your leg.
They let me shit. He didn't even see it. He was mad. He was mad at the whole thing. That's why, like.
He was mad at himself?
No.
Oh.
You mad at yourself for getting post whooping depression or something like that?
Y'all ever got beat with switches?
Yeah,
you just get fucked up with switches, man.
Mm-hmm. Switches?
Oh, yeah. People out there, y'all see how he said switches, bro? You know, he ain't never had that.
What? He ain't never got beat with like a tree or something like that?
A tree branch? Like a tree branch. Not a branch, but like a little.
Twig.
Nah. It was like.
Flimsy. It was flimsy. It was flimsy. Yeah,
he got that. That shit hurt worse than like.
What if I said, instead of beating like your kid, what if you just threw shit at him?
Oh, that's terrible.
That's terrible, man.
Like, I mean, you hate them.
They throw shit at us all the time. Like, people used to always just talk about that shit. But like, she would really fucking do that shit. Like, you don't throw a knife at a fucking kid.
Oh hell no!
That's fucking wild.
I was thinking about like a coconut type shit.
No,
that's worse, yes, nigga.
That kind of way hit you in the head. Well, you gonna see?
Don't like some cartoon shit.
Cartoon.
What the fuck?
That'd be fucked up. Dude, what is it? Like, what niggas really like? When I, bro, oh my god. Like, when I saw that shit with the nigga getting hit in the head with the pan, bro, that shit made me fucking weak, bro. Man. Oh, you remember the nigga getting hit in the head with the bat? That shit was wild.
But think about, like.
Like, tink.
But think about, that shit terrible. That's like bone and metal.
Bone and metal?
Yeah, it's bone and, like, with metal. Like, nigga, like that's
a bat?
Yeah.
A bat? Yeah.
You remember that video, probably, like, nigga was running through. He had a bat. He was like.
Talking about New York?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that nigga hit the ground.
That's what they mean. New York niggas are savages, bro. Niggas up
he
north
was running
are
fast as a bitch, too. He was running with that belt just
like. But, I mean, is that fair to use a bat?
No.
For anything?
No,
for anything.
I mean,
for anything.
Oh, wait. If I'm getting jumped, yeah.
If you're getting jumped, yeah, that's like.
That's a whole different story right there, though.
Yeah,
man.
But like. Like first, like the beginning, like if it's just like a regular fight, like we meeting up type shit, you bring a bat, nigga, you're a bitch.
You are a bitch.
But I'm talking about, like, oh. Yeah, I guess, yeah. That's
what talking about, like, somebody.
Oh, well, you seen that video of that white girl, remember?
Oh,
with the shovel?
I swear that, was that, no, that was a bat.
When?
She was like step on my property.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, yeah, that's a whole different fight you're talking about.
That's a whole different situation also. You talking about property?
I've probably seen
you.
It before.
No, they were going to fight either way.
It was with the guys. The guys were fighting.
Yeah, the guys were fighting
too.
Then she swung on them and hit her like right there. She just grabbed it back and she hit her back.
And she was like, ah, stop.
Type shit.
Like, you can't bring an object and try to hit niggas with it and, like, lose your object.
That's the funniest shit. Like, when niggas lose the object they bring, like, this shit funny as hell.
Like, you grab them in there.
Like, y'all play WWE, and then, like, somebody try to hit you with a stare, you catch it.
They just catch the shit and just take it on.
You catch it, take it.
Think about how much power you might have. Like,
exactly, nigga. I ain't gonna. But I mean, that type of fear, like, that shit, like, getting hit with that shit like that, like, imagine getting chased down, like, with a machete or something like that.
You better have
just grab that machete.
Just grab the machete and just like, what the fuck, you gonna just start hacking the nigga?
Yeah. I don't like that.
Jesus. I don't like that either, man. I don't know, man.
That's why we gotta get guns, man.
I ain't gonna cap with you. Does it sound stupid what I'm about to say?
I'm gonna get an Uzi.
Like, what I'd rather get shot than like stabbed.
Shot?
I'd rather get shot than stabbed.
What you mean, like?
Stabbing is just so barbaric. Man.
Stabbed where, though?
You mean like closed eyes?
Like, somebody stabbed my stomach?
Shot where?
Oh, shot me my shoulder. Anywhere.
Oh, shot.
I mean, I rather get
shot in the shoulder,
stabbed in my stomach, though. What the fuck,
dude? That's barbaric, man. That's crazy.
But I feel like getting shot in my stomach's even worse.
Nah, I mean, you got a high chance of dying, but nigga, that's like, I mean, nah. I probably wouldn't care.
You better eat that shit
because you gotta think about it. So take you back to like some tragedy that happened, like Junior, like the Junior in New York when the nigga had machetes and shit. Mm-hmm. Shit was barbaric, man. That shit's crazy, like. Niggas chopping you up with machetes and shit like that.
Stabbing this nigga, all angles.
Like. All angles, man. He was getting just fucked up, and I'm like, bro, I'd rather for these niggas just blast me, bro.
Cause that's quicker.
And he was only 15.
That's crazy, he was young and like they had the wrong nigga.
But I mean, all right, you think you could get out of that situation?
Hey, bro, no cap, I probably could.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was kind of easy.
If I'm out like in the street. That's a lot of room.
He wasn't out in the street.
That's what I'm saying. If I was out in the street, and he, like niggas was like.
Plus, if you ran,
pull up, if you pull up and you park, that's y'all should have stayed in the car. Cause I'm getting low. I'm getting fucked. I'm jumping over.
And the thing about it, people are like, why didn't you help him? But it's like, damn, what the fuck, I'm really supposed to do.
What the fuck, I'm about to do? Like, I'm gonna jump in. If I see niggas with machetes and like I said, I don't care who you are, man. You can be like my fucking like my children and everything like that. Like I don't think I'm gonna. I don't want to get stabbed, bro. If somebody shooting, I'll come and protect you. You getting shot. But like you stab, bro, stabbing is so.
Oh no,
crazy.
My children, I probably have to, cause it's gonna be just natural. Like to me, just jump into that.
I was saying like is like he could have went behind any door. No, but like room,
he couldn't
close
make,
it.
He was in a closed area. He's like he went into a bodega.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, but he could have went around the counter. Like I feel like there's some shit.
Okay,
imagine
like three niggas just walking here with machetes right now.
We're fucked.
Well, right here, yeah.
We're fucked up. We're fucked up. Don't table at
them. To be honest, yeah, you would.
You still got machetes after that.
Fuck everything on this table. They go with
like, whoa, what happened? Like mid fucking podcast. She was like, oh fuck.
It's like fucking somebody coming to the door. It's like,
oh
shit,
like, over the fucking door. It's like, what the fuck? Bunch of commotion.
But would it be stupid to charge at him?
No, apparently you're supposed to. Are you supposed to charge people with knives? Or
no, that's stupid.
You're supposed to run from a knife.
Yeah, you're supposed to charge them if they have a gun.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's stupid.
I feel like it's stupid.
You run at me. That makes me want to shoot you even more.
If they have it up on you and like it's like pointing at you type shit already cocked, what the fuck? Like,
so then you're not supposed to charge him?
It depends how close you are. If you're like right there on him, you can
try to like right where Khalil's at.
But like, what yeah. you mean? Right here?
Probably like if you like
yeah, but I have a bigger chance of shooting you
like,
anywhere.
Like, again, because Khalil's arms, if you think Khalil's arms is long, he can slap your hand. Like he can disturb the shot, and then he can probably get.
Try
an
to slap my hand.
What, from right here?
Yeah.
Khalil's arms. That's what I'm saying. Like Khalil's arms is long, so like you got to think about it. Like if he
me or something, I have some trouble. I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh.
Did you about try to slap my arm?
I'm like, oh. I'm gonna get fucked up.
Like,
what the fuck?
Like, honestly, if somebody got a gun drawn on you right there, you got one move. And like, if that move don't
just
work,
to get low, bro.
Like,
I thought it was duck. Like, you supposed to duck? Like,
I heard like in a.
Like
in
what a, you doing, bro? It's like you're on the ground.
It's like they don't even shoot. Like,
what the fuck?
But with a knife, like it's like, come close. I'm slashing and dashing.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Damn,
bro.
But what if they shot your leg first, then your other leg, then your kneecaps, and then
somebody blew my kneecaps off? But I'm done, bro. I ain't even cap with you.
I guess I'll try.
But
to
what
if
they wanted
fighting?
To kill you, but like torture you in that way first?
Man. I'd like you sick bastards.
Yeah, I was like, you a sick motherfucker, man.
I'll do it myself.
I just kill you.
Give me that.
Give me that shit.
Give that shit, motherfucker. I do it myself.
Oh man.
Hey bro, y'all seen that video of this dude? It was like a CCTV. It was like he was walking on the street. It was night. Some niggas in a, like in a, like in a car. They pulled up a sign. He already knew it was like he started dipping. He stopped. Cut back. Oh my bad. He cut back. He stopped, cut back, and he went the other way. They like it started following. He didn't cross the street. Then he cut back again. That nigga was juking the shit out that car.
Damn.
Cause like he was like, you know, the car was going straight, then he just went backwards, so they had to like switch to reverse.
That's pretty smart. But
that's what I'm saying.
In that type of instance, I would have hopped out the car if I was trying to really.
That's what I'm saying. If you really want that nigga, you gotta hop out the car and chase that nigga, cause like that nigga's really putting a move on that car, right? Like he's there. I'm not catching him that way.
I mean, I was thinking about something real crazy. It's kind of like a, you know, not like a conspiracy theory, but do you think people are really getting kidnapped like that?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think back. Back to back in the day, back in caveman time, niggas would got kidnapped easily. Hit a motherfucker upside the head with a stick and just grab him, just drag him away. But I think about the Flintstones, like have them big ass fucking sticks and just dunk, motherfucker knocked out and just take him back to the house.
But
like you're my new wife now.
What niggas gonna do? They can be like, that's life, nigga. That exactly. Shit happens.
Nah, but damn. I was like, dang, cause you know how like. Basically, they be passing around these like fake stories on like a Facebook and stuff like that. Like people getting took. Like little Samantha got took, everything like that. And it's like they were like, I don't know, it's so weird, bro.
There's no news headings about it.
Was she white or black?
Hey,
I don't know. You think people out there really kidnapping people?
Yeah, definitely.
I think people. Yeah, there is, but I feel like the tactics that people use. I mean, I honestly, if I'm trying to take somebody, I'm just gonna take somebody. I'm not gonna throw eggs at there and like. And expect you to like try to pull over to the side, and I'm gonna take you like that.
Yeah, that shit. They be making no sense.
Yeah, they make crazy stuff. It be like, scaring people like that.
It be
like,
scaring hella nigga. They be like, oh, watch out for, I don't know,
the hash slinging slash nigga. He's coming
like,
to get you.
But think about it like this: like, I'm thinking about like how really easy it's like to like take somebody else's child.
Yeah,
like,
I was outside jogging one day. Terrifying. Like, you see somebody just playing. Fucking just grab him.
That could like, so it was like this little like girl outside. I was playing, like I was jogging. No, listen, I was jogging, and this little girl like she was like this close to me. I was like just jogging past her. I was like, ain't nobody outside. I was like, damn, I can really just take this motherfucker if I wanted to.
Swabs, bro. That's like, and that's so scary.
Watch your fucking.
Like,
kids,
what if you did? And you just heard a gunshot. Like,
you're like, what the?
Fuck? That nigga, yeah, we've been watching nigga.
It was like bait. Oh man, that'd be fucked up.
That'd be fucked
up. You said it was bait?
Chris Hayes.
Bait.
Oh, bait.
Chris Hayes like around the corner. It's like, I guess.
Headline NBC.
I'm Chris Hansen.
It's like, excuse me, sir. What are you doing with that baby in your hands? Like,
oh, that's my daughter.
No, I'll do that. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's the funniest fucking show ever, man.
What would you do?
Like that, like that. He's right there. Like, you really like. You dead ass was like just communicate. Like, you're not nothing sexual to it. You're trying to play some fucking video games. You didn't know there was an underage kid or that.
But still,
like that.
What the fuck? Like,
but like he's
30 and 14?
Yeah, so we about to. I mean, yeah, that is kind of weird right
Come
there.
Come on now. Yeah, y'all know better.
It's some freaks. It's some freaks out there, bro. Niggas.
And people trying to give pedophiles like justice now.
No. Nigga, everybody want justice with.
But I ain't gonna get. Some niggas are wrongfully accused. Like, I like the whole peeing in front of, like, you know, a school building and everything like that and getting in the.
I understand that is. But still, can you just go somewhere else?
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes, like, I feel like if you really gotta go, like.
You really gotta go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna go off to another property to.
I mean, can you just to do the same like, thing I was doing
if,
right there?
Because
right?
Like, if you like, because if you gonna,
but still,
like,
you know better.
But like, yeah. That's like, there's that's nobody
why,
there. Though.
That's why you try to find. That's why you, like, you really try to find a place in
right.
The cut.
Still, I'm
like,
not. Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely not gonna do that while kids are there. Yeah, but I'm talking about after school hours.
But yeah, like, let's say you just pull your pants down and recess about.
It's like 7 at night type shit. Like,
it's like, all of a sudden it's like a night school. You're like, what the fuck?
It's like
a bunch of kids are like, look at his pee pee. It's like, oh, what?
I'm dipping for real.
And OG just pull up like, hey, what the hell are you
like,
doing
nigga,
here?
Like, nigga, it's Saturday. What the fuck?
Why is everybody school right
summer
now?
Summer school.
Everybody in school.
Right. I was like, nigga, what?
Like, that doesn't really make sense.
Oh, man.
But peeing near school, y'all, it's different if y'all just. It's different you doing that shit, you peeing on the playground, but versus like you just trying to like just find somewhere.
You
like,
find somewhere
off.
On the side of a building, yeah.
But like, if some people really like just y'all would like believe back in the day niggas was like really used to run around trench coats, flashy niggas.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy right there.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy. That shit crazy. Like, just
I couldn't imagine. Like, could you imagine it happened like today type shit?
Phil's got flashed.
They did. I don't see.
All scarred. They got them in a blanket, drinking cocoa and shit like that. Like, it's gonna be okay.
Remember I was telling you about right and wrong. People know what's right and wrong.
Yeah,
you just try to make excuses for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Well, what I say, damn, Jeremiah 17:9.
Yeah.
Back with another Bible verse. AJ, want to look this up for me?
Jeremiah 17:9.
What's real? Jeremiah 17:9-10.
That's what you sent me. That's what you sent me a screenshot. Let me see if I can find it.
You said Jeremiah went on
17:9. Well, 17:9-10.
All right. I think. Nope. Never mind.
Damn.
Never mind. Got it.
And now I don't have any service for some reason.
That's crazy.
I don't even know how that works.
Yeah, just leave it, bro.
Amen. Say amen.
Take it easy.
So, but you remember, Eli? Do you remember like the gist of it?
All right. So basically, it would be better for me to read it but I'll say what it is. All right. So basically, the verse is about how our hearts are naturally wicked. Like people's hearts are like just naturally like wicked, and our hearts will like fool our mind to think shit is justified. Like let me give you a good example. Let's say one of your family members got killed or some shit like that. What do you want to do right after?
At that moment,
yeah, like that moment right after. Why do you want? What you want to do right there?
Want to get revenge? Yeah.
Yeah. What's telling you that? Your mind or your heart? Can your mind telling you like, yeah, you know killing's wrong, but your heart's trying to trick you and be like, yeah, just get revenge, kill this person.
Cause like, that's like, I guess in that instance, it's just like your mind, like your heart is telling you like, damn, I really love that person. Like if you're fucking somebody kill you, your mom.
Oh.
Some shit like that. That's what I'm saying. Somebody kill like somebody I like. Murder your mom. I'm talking murder your fucking mom. You're gonna want to get revenge right then and there. Tell me you're not gonna want to get revenge.
Yeah, so you're right. But you know,
why is there not like, wait, what is that word? It's not justice, but like
equalizer.
Equalizer. You're talking about like, the same thing. Like, all right, since he killed somebody,
revenge.
Why can't you get revenge?
I mean, cause, like legally,
that's after the fact.
Yeah, it's not legally, but like I mean,
no,
like, legally is gonna be the same thing.
Nothing's stopping you from getting revenge. That's your personal like that's you, type shit. But if you do get revenge on that person, you end up killing that person. This ain't third. That person can't get tried for what they did, but you can get tried for what you did.
Yeah, that'd
be
fucked up.
Listen. And you go to court, they're gonna be like, your heart was in the right place.
Yeah, your heart was definitely right, but like you know.
Yeah, you knew that
like,
was wrong.
At the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you got your revenge. But
I mean,
like, they don't care about what he did at that point.
Well, there is something like that in legal terms.
Yeah,
but it has to happen right there.
The death penalty.
I mean, that's like
yeah, you can
that's
get.
Not every state goes with the death.
That's
penalty.
That's what I'm saying, but there is in some legal terms.
Mm-hmm.
Killed somebody, they kill you.
But still, the death penalty only works if it's like the crime is so heinous.
Yeah, exactly. Like you,
like child rape. Yeah, you did death penalty for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, what happened? Do you know anything more?
That's what well, about so was that like
the
one time?
Death penalty.
Yeah, like it's only like in certain cases, you just only even get the death penalty. Like, if it's like it has to be heinous to like the fact that like people gonna be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like it's capital, like if it's capital murder or something like that. You know, like you killed. All right, so let's say you went on a rampage into like. You know, like a police officer started just killing all the police officers. They'll charge you like that's heinous right there. That's fucking that's bananas.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
They're gonna put you to death.
You think they're gonna use that term? Heinous?
Yeah.
They probably gonna use a lot of words I ain't never heard before.
Exactly.
Extracolamantis. Oh, what the
fuck? You Sharif that boy.
Nigga, what?
They were like, what is that word?
You take hate this nigga.
Oh, man. They said some shit like
that.
So like, yo, you try to do the race? He's like, oh, you listen to your hip hop. You want to take care of the race? Like,
but wait up! Do you think they'll only give you the death penalty if you kill somebody?
No, it has to be like heinously, like killing. Like, let's say like you kill somebody and you like
eat their body.
Yeah, their body. That's heinous. Like, yeah.
Ooh, wee.
Type shit. Instead of just killing somebody, like you like dismember their body.
You think they'll get mad if you kill yourself before though?
Yeah, I mean, but that's some pussy shit, man. Like, I ain't gonna care with you,
nigga.
Like that nigga that had those girls trapped in his basement.
Epstein? Mm-hmm.
No, not Epstein. Epstein was killed. There was some.
Nah, he killed himself, right?
Yeah, he killed. No, I don't think he killed himself.
Oh, to be honest.
Open up, it's the FBI. Oh.
You think? Like, my bad. It's gonna be kind of dark. What I'm about to say. If you think Chris Benoit should have got death penalty?
Chris Benoit.
Oh,
you're laughing.
Geez,
I don't know. Oh, shit. I'm not gonna speak on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I might not touch that with like you know.
Yeah, too dark.
That's old, y'all boys.
No, I don't think he did it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Bill Cosby did it, but
I mean,
chill.
Hey, you're not lying. I don't. Can I actually say that on here?
Say what? Let's wait. Say what?
Say what?
What situation?
I feel like it was a setup. with the Bill Cosby situation.
Bill Cosby, I feel like
I'm kind of in the middle of that. I'm kind of in the middle, but I was like, Bill Cosby does seem like a very lovable guy.
He could
put slips on your drink. You wouldn't even know. Bill Cosby.
No, just
like, like, oh shit, that's all shit.
You weren't supposed to know about that.
You weren't supposed to know about that.
Niggas start crashing.
Hey, listen, like, he had a wire. He had a wire hole this whole time. Like, yeah, okay.
Or we got him right now. We got him.
But yeah, I feel like that's a setup, bro. Like, come on now.
All right, I said I feel like he did do it, but not to as many people that were trying to.
No, they was putting everybody.
They were stacking up on each other.
Did you have a close encounter with Bill Cosby? Yeah, I fucked the nigga once or twice. I'm like, all right, well, come on, we're gonna say he raped you. Get the bread. that would be fucked up, man.
So yeah, I had sex with Bill like once or twice in the past.
That's right.
Say like that's rape right there.
Do you remember?
Do you remember vividly? I don't know. It kind of was a little stretch right here.
And like he has old timers now.
It was like 4 years ago.
Back in the day, it was like, I mean, I don't really know. It's like, oh, years ago,
1980s. I was like, oh,
you could have been under.
You could have been under influence.
You could have Bill Cosby you.
I'm a crack baby.
I just remember him giving me some banana pudding, and I just don't know.
Banana pudding. Stop right there. We're gonna get this motherfucker.
It's like you got a dress. You got a dress.
Stop right there.
They give me a purple popsicle.
Purple popsicle. Oh. Say no more. Come with us. Shit. We're going to get this case against this motherfucker.
So all you got to say is?
Just putting even motherfuckers going down.
Just say me too.
But is there, I don't know. It's different. Like, the R. Kelly situation, he was still doing it after the fact.
Yeah, you know, R. Kelly guilty. Yeah.
R. Kelly don't give no fucks, bro.
R. Kelly, he was trying to fight that. Nah, yeah. That was.
I'm fighting for my fucking life.
I'm fighting for my fucking life.
That's so racist.
The internet, they put a slice of cheese on it.
Oh my god.
That's fucking hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Hey, bro, something y'all can't take away from that boy, though? What? His music, bro.
I mean, I kind of can.
No, I mean, first of all, you know what you can take away? That nigga couldn't read.
Hey, that's none of my business. That boy.
Topicana.
Listen. Let me add it back while. Rapping? My bad, AJ.
You good.
Back to what I was saying, like, about the justification thing. He tried to justify it saying, like, oh, like, I touched while I was younger, but nigga, you know that shit was wrong.
You know that shit was wrong. Why the fuck are you getting it? Like, exactly.
That's different in his case.
Yeah, end the cycle, nigga. Don't try to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy right there. People don't try to end the cycle, go to the next right there, everything like that. They just try to, you know, all right, well, since this happened to me, I'm going to do this to this person.
Exactly. Like, it's nigga, fucked up. You know that shit was wrong. You know how that shit fucked you up.
And that's why I said, that's when you get the parents to, like, you know, it's so wild, bro.
So
parents,
I really can't, I can blame the parents, but I really can't blame them because also, like,
I'll put that on society right there, man.
You don't know how much power R. Kelly really had. Like, he could have really killed these people if he wanted to, if they testified against him.
Yeah.
He had the money too.
He did have the money too. I mean, how much really could you? How much would somebody have to pay you to kill somebody?
$100,000
Jesus Christ!
No, not me. But I'm saying like that's like a set price.
That is a set price.
$100,000 I can get somebody killed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $100,000 get a nigga killed.
You know, like right. And I mean, rappers say to be putting bounties on niggas' heads.
Nigga, they don't be putting enough bread on there. Like, oh, I put $25,000 on this nigga's head.
I'll put a band on there.
Where are the bands at that you be flexing,
bro? That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, $25,000. I don't think I killed nobody.
Nigga, that's a semester at college.
I can't even
That's a college semester, nigga. What the fuck?
Can't even buy like a brand new car.
Yeah.
I mean, that, like,
that's a down payment, I guess.
Because you got to realize that's a human life you're taking.
Yeah.
And yes, that's like the risk of going to jail. So that's why you gotta add both of them up.
All that.
So that's gonna be a lot. Because, I mean, there are hitmen that, like, you know, niggas really fuck around. Or.
What, they offered you a house?
No.
You're not doing it?
I was for catching a body? No, that's not.
But it was like $1 million house.
Nah. Is it completely furnished?
I guess. Yeah.
Do I gotta pay rent?
No, it's yours.
It's mine. Like, it's like.
You gotta pay the property tax.
Nope.
But
Property tax on a house?
I'm not.
What type?
But everybody has to do that, though, right? A Northern Shores house.
Yeah.
You know, in the Lost.
You talking about Lost North?
Yeah, Lost North. He the only nigga that don't know about it, bro. He live on the Lost.
Wait, what?
I don't know, bro. We on the East. Shit like that.
Hey, bro, we can't let these niggas know where our headquarters is.
Oh. Well, chill.
I'm at the Northwest, man.
Northwest.
All right. I feel like we talked about this a few times, but like snitching and stuff like that. like how it was, like, you know, so crazy when you think about it, like how it was like back in the day type stuff.
Well, 20 years ago.
Like 20 years, like, that's what I'm saying. It's so crazy how it was back like 20 years ago. Like I was like, oh, well, nigga, that nigga killed your mama and killed your daddy. What, you snitching? Oh no, that's not wrong, bro. That's wrong right there, bro. Don't do that shit. That's the homie right there.
I guess it's street justice. You go to jail with the nigga. I mean, bro, that's the cycle right there, bro.
Hey man, say man.
So you're with it though?
Wait, no. Oh fuck no. Oh, you're. Oh, not. I'm with snitching.
With the street justice.
Street justice. Sometimes it depends.
Oh, it depends. If you mess with a child, it depends. Yeah. If you mess with like a child and shit like that.
No. Yeah, both your parents, justice. Bro. Both your parents.
Dude, so, right, we're gonna put. We're gonna widen this out to everything, or like just street wise.
I mean, would you snitch?
If I knew the person that killed my mom and my dad. Yeah,
everything. You knew that.
I don't know. See, that's why I said, because I feel like...
If I knew who killed my mom, I'm snitching like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't think I'll snitch, because like, I feel like me snitching on them is not going to like satisfy me, man. I want to see this person, like... I want to see this nigga fucked up, bro.
No, not Tyrone.
Not right in jail, man. I want to see something bad happen to this nigga.
I do. I'll probably...
Alright, torture?
Self-incriminate myself.
Nah, I probably couldn't torture them. I could probably couldn't torture them.
I wouldn't do it.
Like your fingers and toes.
I just want to hear that nigga scream.
I just want to know why you did it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You beat him half to death like a break and like water.
Oh, actually, yeah. That's what I would do, some shit like that. I'm like, hey, bro, we can shoot him, but you know, you gotta have your hands tied behind your back.
I'll snip him.
Ooh. Oh man. Oh yeah, I'll take his manhood. I'll take
my mom and my daddy, I'm taking it. Taking your manhood.
I'm making sure you can't do nothing. I'm cutting your nipples off.
But that's what I'm saying. Would you snitch?
A kneecapping? Would I snitch?
Yeah. Like snitch on what? Like
that, you talking about me personally?
Yeah.
What is the crime? Like
that, like I'm snitching.
My parents? Yeah, I'm snitching. Both of them die?
Yeah, I'm snitching a heartbeat.
You can't, like, it depends, bro. Like,
what if I get something and then snitch, bro?
Wait, say that again.
Shot him in the knee. Let me
put y'all in a situation. You're out. I can, a lot of my situations is like you're out in public. But yeah, you're out in public. So, nigga, like, fuck around. You see a dude, he got his hands in his pocket, comes in there and kills two people and leaves. Nobody sees him. You're the only nigga to see him. Like, have you seen this nigga? You gonna snitch or not?
Am
I gonna get some bread? Crime Stoppers, like, hey, Crime Stoppers, what's the reward on this nigga?
People say, like, that's none of my business. Yeah, but still, what's the right thing to do? What's moral?
I feel like that's kind of stupid right there. If you're trying to give, like, people closure and everything like that, like, if somebody, you know, shot up my house and niggas knew about that shit, I would kind of want y'all to tell me, bro.
Tell me who it was.
Somebody fucking your girl.
Yeah.
And your niggas know about it. They were like, oh, we ain't gonna tell him, bro. Like, that's kind of fucked. You be like, bro, tell me that shit. Like, I don't want to sit here looking like an idiot.
It's none of my business.
And that's how niggas move, bro.
That's how I move now. If you the bro, I'm gonna let you know. So I'm gonna let you, like, cause you my brother. If I can see you as my brother, I'm gonna let you know with like this, that.
But that's different between a crime and like that.
Yeah, but like,
so wait, what were you talking about? You talking about crime?
Oh yeah, I'm talking about like an actual crime. Like, you're like, yeah, nigga shot two people and left.
Because I want that family to get some closure right there, man. I ain't gonna cap with you, because like, he's a person to kill, like kidnap my children.
You know,
you're like,
it's like, you go to the house, I know who kidnapped your child. And it's like, who? Hey, I ain't no snitch, but hey, I know.
He's right there.
I know who did it.
Just know he's still alive. That's all you need to know.
That's even more fucked up. What the fuck? He's still alive.
He's still alive though, but hey man, say man.
I know who it is.
He's at my condolences.
Like a tip of the fucking hat, and like toodaloo.
Like farewell.
Farewell.
Oh my god, that's so sadistic.
That's fucked up.
And like you're like, she crying, like she said, like tears of joy, and like just tears. Is that you said, like, the information?
Like, but I'm definitely not telling you what it is.
I'm definitely not gonna tell you what yet, though.
What did you tell him? Scott's honor. But yeah, like, I don't know, man. Snitching is like from the 90s to the 2020s now, like. Back then, you were snitching, nigga. You was getting killed right after that.
You gotta think about it. It was so easy to, you know, get away with that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. You gotta think about, like, all right, think about killing somebody in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
A little harder. Yeah, like, you go gone.
man. It's time to go, man.
Nigga, that's like the 20s. Y'all tripping.
Oh, shit. Even easier.
Oh, shit. Like, that wasn't that much forensics and stuff like that. So you can kill somebody. Shave your mustache off. And,
That was it. He had a big ass mustache. That was like,
it could be me.
He's like, oh, really?
Niggas go home, shave their whole beard, cut off their hair, fucking dot their eyebrows.
Exactly. And they were like, a whole new person.
It couldn't be me. That's possible.
It's impossible. I'm bald.
It's like, oh, you all right. It's like, damn. Yeah. Sorry, I got the wrong person.
He's like, rats.
Wrong rats.
Oh, rats.
You know, the guy in the background is like, like, he has some, like, some fucking disguise shit. He's just like, wipes it off. It's like a full beard. You're like, I'm dead.
You take out, like, a fucking scout.
Some Scooby-Doo type shit. The mask.
Take a mask off.
I would have got away with it.
I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you, Madeline Cage.
Like, see a zipper on his nigga, like, come back.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's that on your neck, bro? It's like, huh?
Like, grab him, please.
Nigga just like,
let me get away.
He like, he pushed the fuck out the cop, but like, just start running.
Like, imagine being in the 1800s and seeing this nigga John Wilkes Booth like shoot this nigga Abraham Lincoln in the head, and like, go to the thing and like start like, talking. Sorry, he started talking to shit once he shot this nigga in the head and everything.
Hey, you know what's crazy with that? Back to the snitching thing.
The president, nigga.
You know, like, how he got caught, right?
Yeah.
So he went to the doctor, and the doctor snitching him.
Is that way? Yeah, because he jumped over. He jumped. From like a two-story type of thing.
Yeah, he fucked his ankle and he got away.
He shot him.
And he jumped over the thing that he was in.
But nowadays,
that's when he went to the stage and everything.
Yeah, but nowadays, your doctor can't snitch on you. This is how it is. Like when you're in your doctor, like that's like anything that happens is like between you and them.
Mm-hmm. I thought he got murdered.
Yeah.
Like, so like if your doctor knew you was murdered, he couldn't tell nobody. I got this. He came from a murder.
Yeah, like blood, everything. Yeah, he can't say nothing.
Yeah, he can't say nothing. Because
like, it's confidential. No, it's confidential. It's like everything that happens right there is confidential.
It's like a scout's honor.
Yeah, basically they can't say shit.
That's fucking wild.
It's a Hippocratic code.
Dang, I think that's guess where we wrap it up right there, man. That's crazy.
Is the Tommy gun illegal?
Yeah. No.
I think illegal
because the drum.
It's the drum. Yeah, it's the drum.
Can't have any guns. Like, that's so crazy that like so much stuff is illegal like that.
Yeah, a lot of niggas.
So I can't have an Uzi.
No.
I thought you could.
No.
Mm-mm. Pull up the Uzi.
Not a Uzi.
You can have like a M16.
That's like Uzi a full auto. You can.
MP7.
I would say search up illegal guns.
ACR.6.
Oh.
The G36. Oh man.
Sheesh, man.
Hey man, I can't wait till I start making my gun collection.
Model 1887.
Chill. A Remington.
KSG. Just start naming all the guns.
All the guns. Chill, nigga.
Mac 10, Mac 11.
I really want a Mac 11. No cap.
Mac 11. Catch me a body.
Beretta. Fucking.
I want me a pocket rocket. Huh? Like a little Smith and Wesson.
Smith and Wesson?
Yeah, like just something little, like, hey, fuck nigga, say to me.
I want, what the fuck?
Load up the balls and shit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hold up, gotta clean my gun out.
I want like
you right here, you bitch ass nigga. I'm about to beat the fuck out your ass.
Keep
talking that shit, nigga.
You
give them fucking matches. Shit ain't lined up. Fuck.
Dude, like, it's not
going.
Oh, I'm about to kill this motherfucker.
Hey, you wait right fucking there.
You fucking.
Just give me a fucking second,
bitch.
I'm about to hold this motherfucker down.
He's like, you putting the gunpowder in.
Hey, bro, come here. Give me your hands real quick, bro. It's windy out this bitch. Right there, go.
Oh my god.
Alright, bro.
Damn. Alright, episode 16. One more big thank you for our special guest Khalil Belkin in the building one more time. You know, he was on one of our previous episodes. We had to get him in one more time. You know, he the fan, so you know he.
Can I shout my podcast out again?
Yeah, shout out. Do your shout out, man.
So you know, I got a podcast. It's called Hey Look, It's Me ISO, and I'm 720.
Look him up.
Yeah, I'm on Anchor and Spotify and Apple Podcast. Yeah,
Apple Podcast.
No, I'm not.
Are you not?
No,
exclusively on Spotify.
Spotify and Anchor.
Got the Joe Rogan deal.
Hey, Spotify and Anchor, bro. Yeah, just, hey, but yeah, for real. Shit, coronavirus is slowly going away. But no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Niggas is opening up.
Y'all not ready for the second wave.
That's what's gonna wipe us out right there.
No, I'll be damned. I'll be saying no shit like that.
I thought this was second wave.
I feel like shit.
What about last year? Y'all remember last year when I was dying?
No. Oh, wait, what?
So y'all remember last year I was dying?
Everybody keeps saying it. Like, this nigga Thad said the same thing.
Like, yeah. Almost died.
We're going to get into a whole other thing.
Hey, shit, episode 16. Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all shout us out to your friends. I got 720YB. We got some new music out. You know, Raw, that's on all platforms. Just look it up, 720YB, RAW. Also, we got Rona out on SoundCloud and Apple. No, I'm tripping. SoundCloud and Audio Mac. Look up RONA 720YB. Y'all have a good day.